Well, thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful evening that we can get together again and be blessed and know that we are a blessing to each others. Thank you, God, for your love to us, for your wonderful grace that you are filling us with. And that's all that is required for us to be able to walk with you. Thank you, God, for that our lives are important, not only to you, to ourselves, to our families, to those that we meet in our daily walk. Thank you, God, for us being filled with your Holy Spirit and that we are able to walk according to what Christ has set as a standard by that Spirit. And that's all it takes for us to be able to fulfill that what we want to do in our lives, namely to love you and walk with you and have a wonderful time. Thank you, God, for your love to each and every one of us, for this wonderful fellowship that you are inspiring us for a wonderful, wonderful sharings and a good time in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Carmel. God bless your heart. Well, we have a birthday girl on here. Her name is Ethel, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Ethel. Ethel, put your camera on, darling. And after we sung happy birthday, you're going to share. So, because you're going out. So, everyone, unmute your mic. Let's give her a racket. After three, one, two, three.
Happy
birthday
to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ethel. We love you.
It is. And somebody was singing really slow. It wasn't me.
No, I'm kidding. I love you so. Thank you, you guys. Wow. I can't believe it, but believe it because 66 years, man. That's a lot of years, right? And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be able to have reached this time in my life. And thank you for asking me to go first. Yes, I do have a dinner date. So Richard's going to come pick me up a little bit later and senior dating you guys. So I ask him, oh, where are you taking me? He goes, I'll be there at this time. And I'm taking you to an Italian restaurant because I like, I want to have cioppino because he asked me what I like to eat. You know, it's that like fish stew. Oh my God, I love that. So I said, what's the name of the restaurant? And he said, McDonald's. Oh. I said, did you ask for senior discount? We're certainly privileged to have that. And he goes, yeah, I actually did, but it's just so funny. I said, please take me home at a certain time because my bedtime is this time, right? And I go, senior dating. So, it's all good. It's fun. And my daughters, they FaceTimed me this morning. And so got me gifts and bouquet of flowers and my grands and all of that. So, yeah, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago, Lauren, my youngest daughter, what a blessing this is because she's pregnant for the third time. And she swore the second time that was the last, right? So she told me and they were in the midst of moving from Okinawa to the U.S. again. Because they've moved to Monterey, California for 9 months because my son-in-law needs to learn French all that time. And so, because after that, they'll be stationed in Paris, France. Hi, Frank. I think we'll have French livers soon there. So I'm really excited. Guess where I'm going. But yeah, life is really good. I mean, you know, from Crystal, my first daughter, I have 5 kids from her. And her last one, when she was pregnant, I go, Crystal, was this an oops? Yeah, Mom. You can't bring back Chloe, you know. But anyway, Chloe's 2 years old now, and she has 5 kids. And my oldest grandson is 23. Yep, he's an adult. So anyway, all said and done, bless you guys, bless beyond measure in every aspect of my life, right? Even at 66, my gosh, or any age, you know, as you look to God, first and foremost, just stay focused. And man, I tell you, I've been encouraging, as long as you put God's business first, he'll make sure he'll take care of yours. And I know I've had, the other day it was such the shit, excuse my language, but I was kind of having a challenging time. So I said, Lord, can we have one-on-one, right? So anyway, all said and done, it got ironed out. And, you know, Lawrence did an audio about, I think, a couple of days ago or the day before, and talked about, you know, just look to God and don't worry. And it's such a simple thing to do. But sometimes, you know, we really have to guard our hearts, you guys, because the devil, you know, his job, he can devour, he can steal, kill, and destroy, and all of that. And if you let him one tiny bit, you know, he can devour you. So I realized and I learned, and I'm pretty focused, you know, looking to God. I'm more and more these days, I know I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty bold now and just looking to God. But it's just that one day. And I said, heck, man, what's happening? And I didn't feel good. I felt like crap, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm so glad Lawrence did that audio on Don't Worry. And the thing that I learned is that I kind of went the other way. And I said, man, this doesn't feel right. And thankfully, you know, all of us here, I know, we can spiritually discern what is of the adversary and what's of God. And you know what? Sometimes, yeah, we get tested. I know I did that day, and it was the worst thing ever. But, you know, all said and done, I also learned. So now, you know, Ethel, and God, the whole time, you know, he never left me. He's exhorting me. He's encouraging me. And through Lawrence, you know, he's encouraged me even more. And trying to find out exactly what the hell went wrong here, right? So I went sidetracked, and then I got right back on it. So I think we can, as humans, you know, we make mistakes or we go through some stuff and don't dwell on it for a long time. Maybe I got pissed off for a couple of hours and that's about it. But then I got retracked, get back on it, looking to God, and more powerful than ever, or more bolder than ever, more confident, you know. And now I know the difference. I kind of went that way, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not the way to go. So it confirmed it and validated even more that this walk is the most perfect and excellent way, because you know, you have that calm, you have that peace. God says, be still and know that I am God. So I acknowledge him as such, right? And sometimes we do go astray, like what happened to me. And I got right back to God. And I tell you, I am so blessed beyond measure that I saw that difference. I was able to discern spiritually, right? And sometimes it's good. You know, you get into those situations. So God's teaching us something, me personally. And I saw it right away. And so, yeah, God is really good, you guys. So blessed beyond measure is what I am. And continuing to do such, you know. And God is still continuing to keep blessing you. Don't ever not look to him. You know, I mean, maybe sideways a little bit, but get back on it right away. Because he is the only way, right? So, yeah, that's what God taught me this week. And so I encourage you guys again, as long as you do God's business first, he'll make sure he'll take care of yours. So it's huge, Matt. And it's simple as like confessing that part, right? Confessing that God is good, God is everything and all of that. And so we just continue to do that. And again, I know I said last week that as you keep doing things towards God, you know, your faith and your confession, your believing gets built up even more and more. And you know that you know. You know that you know it's of God, right? And humility, man, huge. What a huge thing to have, the humbleness. And the more I go to God, the more I get humbled, meek, ready to receive. And of course, you walk your talk, talk your walk. And then, you know, the obedience that will take part now, you know, just obey God. It's simple. Nothing complicated. Like Kim says, you know, God is easy to be entreated. God's love, and his love is unconditional. I mean, you see a lot of conditional things in this world. This is what happens in this world, right? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type thing. With God, it's so unconditional, non-transactional, right? So I'm learning that even more and more. And as that happens, I get more and more humble. And way to go. It's the way to go is just continue to look to God. And yeah, it's all good. I just love that walk, you guys. Talk your walk your talk, faith and confession. I know Lawrence talks about this a lot. And even if you get sidetracked a little bit, get back on it. It really blessed me, Laura, that you did that audio that says, don't worry. I know it's a simple statement, but you know what? It's huge, though. Yeah, just don't worry. I mean, challenges come. I know I've been having challenges as such. But you know what? All said and done, man. I look back when I go through challenges. Like, for example, my divorce when I was in California. I look back now, that was 5 years ago. Look where God has taken me and more. You know, but I knew in my heart, I just stayed focused with God. No matter what comes my way, I stay focused. And the more I stay focused, I get more and more confident, more and more bold in my looking to God, you know, because I know that I know he'll never leave me nor forsake me. But yeah, I look back in the past. I go, man, what God did for me then, there's no reason why he's not going to do it for me now. The same thing, you know, so... man, what a walk, right? Perfect and excellent way. So, yeah, so I'm going to have Italian food tonight. Have some cioppino. Very blessed. And thank you guys for all your birthday greetings. Yep, this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it is another day closer to the return. So we have that hope, too. We have so much to look forward to. But until such time that we're still here on earth, our job is being that mouthpiece for God, right? I'm like, okay, God, I'm your representative, CIA, Christian in Action. I just simply talk about you. That's my job. The second part is you do the rest. You are the heart changer. You're the heart nudger. So I give that part to you. But me, I'm just your representative. I'll open my mouth. So you just begin. Just like anything else, right, you guys? Mary, yeah, I talked to you about my 6-mile walk. Wow, it took me 4.5 hours. I got home, my thighs were wobbling. But you know what, you guys, that night, I had the best sleep. I slept through the night. But maybe all those toxins came out when I was doing my walk. Yeah, it did. And I'm going to make every effort. I mean, it's not going to be all the time. I can do 6 miles. But you know what? It's a start. I just began. So what I'll do now, if I can do it one day, I can do that. So be it. If I can do the 3 miles, so be it too. But the whole idea is I just begin. Just like we begin laboring for God, right? Just begin. And you just don't know where people are at, like spiritually, right? Like I say, my call center is at Costco. So something happened at that job, right? So now they called me back and they said, oh, we want you back. And they were dicking around with my schedule. And so yesterday I went there and I talked to the manager. I said, look, you hired me as 2 days. I want to be as such, but I know a job has reopened right now. And so I have to take that. So I have to work one more day, which is good. But I said, these are my terms. You are rehiring me. These are my terms. I want my 2 days back, my Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay, I'll work Saturday. Well, I'll make sure Wednesday or Thursday are Zoom fellowship days. So you have to give me that time and day because that's when I was hired. And, you know, all said and done, yes, I was fierce to say it because I demanded that and got, and of course God backed me up. And she was there, the manager, taking notes what they said. Like, she hired me for crying out loud the first time. And I specifically said, I just want to work 2 days a week. So now they rehired me. They sort of like not let me go, kind of, I guess that's the term. And then now they've rehired me back. I mean, what kind of an outfit is this? So you know what? I'll give you my terms. And it's God's terms. And you know, I said, Father, this is my call center. This is where I interact with people. I meet people and I meet a lot of them. Whether or not I'll be witnessing type thing. And sometimes I don't even have to work hard. These members at Costco, they will be the ones to bring stuff about God. Okay, one day I almost got in trouble because one of the Costco managers, which is not even my manager, she telltaled and told my manager, our company. And so they almost wrote me up. And I said, you know what? It was the member that started wanting to talk about God. Should I turn that down? And you know, that day they bought cases, whatever I was sampling. You know, I sell my soul when I sell. I said, but I'm careful too, you know, because it is a workplace. But if it's the customer that brings it up first, I can't turn that down. And if I sold a lot of products because of that, well, hey, right? So I never got written up, but of course I had to justify myself. But again, you know, like yesterday I was there and people from Costco, the ones that I know, you go, oh, Ethel, where have you been? And blah, blah, blah. And these are the people that approach me. I know a couple of them that are Christian as well. They pull me on the side and say, Ethel, can you please pray for my mom? That type of thing. Or can you please, there's something going on at this job. Please pray. And, you know, they get back at me. What are the answers? It's all God, nothing but victory. Oh, mom's doing well now. She came home from the hospital. The other one. Well, you know, my manager told me this, this, and that. I have to be limited in my work. Well, actually, she got promoted after the 6 months. So it was just a testing ground for her. But, you know, all said and done, I'm blessed that people can approach me, that, you know, I can spiritually, I can pray with them. They know I'm a warrior prayer. And you just don't know what people's needs are. So listen. Pay close attention. And also, I'm so close to God in that case, because then I'll ask the Holy Spirit, hey, is this a green light, you know? He said, and God says, okay, Ethel, this is your cue. Go for it. And sure enough, always come out smelling like roses, as Lawrence would say, says. And that, yeah, you're that good witness. So continue, guys. Continue to do God's work. Continue to open that mouth for God, because it's the only way. Anyway, that's my sharing this week. I love you guys.
Well, God bless you, Ethel. That was beautiful, sweetheart. You make me laugh with your little words. How you come out with, I love you. You're a real diamond, a real blessing. And thank you for your great big heart. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your birthday. And I'm glad you got things back on your terms, which is good. And it's onwards and upwards, as always. So, yeah, we don't have to be pushed around just because we're believers. We don't have to take any shit, and we shouldn't. Anyway, we walk in love, though, that's for sure. And I better say that because Kim's next. God bless you, darling. Would you like to share, please, sweetheart?
God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ, man. Brilliant, Ethel. You know, just with the things that you share and just the heart in which you share it. And, you know, for weeks we've been talking about, you know, looking only to God, keeping God first. You know, we pray to him. We speak in tongues much. And, you know, over the years we've talked about Jeremiah 33:3. So this morning I was there, and actually I used to be able to log into my doctor's surgery with an app. So you used to go on the clinic's website and you put your sign-in details and then you could book an appointment. Anyway, I changed phones, and of course I saved everything, like password, account number, saved it to the phone. And when I changed the phone, I'd lost all the information. So I called in there on Tuesday. I thought it would be something so simple. I mean, remembering I'm not computer savvy. And she said, oh, no problem. She said, if you just fill this form out, do you have a form of ID? So I gave her my driving license. Yeah, that's perfect. She said, we'll email it to you, the username and the password, the new password. And then once you're into it, you can change it. I said, okay. So yesterday I sat maybe 3 hours and I couldn't do it. No matter what I'd done, I don't know what I was doing. So in the end, I messaged Amber and I said, Amber, if you're passing, could you pop in for half an hour? Because she's more computer savvy than I am. I said, and could you have a look at this login thing? Yeah, no problem. I'll see you in the morning, she said. Okay. So Amber turns up about 20 to 9 this morning and we're sat here. And I showed her the email and she's going through the process. She said, I don't have a clue. I said, well, that makes me feel great. Because if she didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to do, I thought it was just me. But because she didn't know what to do either, I felt even better. So I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because if you can't do it, then no one can do it. So she just suggested that I take it to the doctors, which I will do on Monday. But, you know, it just showed me that anything in life within the five senses is not easy. Like, I was going from one website to another website, from the National Health Service to the Patient Access Service to this service to that, and nothing, didn't achieve anything. There, and when you go on the GP's website, there was no initial login. Like, usually there was a little box that you just click and you could log in. All that's gone. And yet they make things so complicated so that we end up giving up. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about, that we end up giving up. Well, I'm not giving up because I've got God on my side. So, you know, we call out to God. That's our first and foremost thing. You know, in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Well, I didn't know that, but I bet God has the answer. And then people say, well, hang on, you know, that's technology. God don't know that technology. Of course he does. There's nothing new under the sun. And so what I wanted to do is I just wanted to share with you what I found about Jeremiah 33:3. And it really blessed my heart so much. So basically it says, this verse serves as a divine invitation to prayer, promising that God will answer and reveal hidden or fenced-in truths that are otherwise incomprehensible to the human understanding. See, there's nothing that God doesn't know. So the context of that verse is the promise actually back then was given to Jeremiah while he was imprisoned. But remembering that, highlighting that God can reveal great things even in difficult circumstances. So, you know, even when we are in difficult circumstances and we can't see a way forward, it's only because they're hidden behind our five senses, which we can go no further the five senses that we understand, unless we go into the spiritual. See, we can only go as far as we have been taught by the five senses. It's God that takes it further into the spiritual. And then we get, he will reveal to us things that we can't even comprehend in less depth, height, or width. And his promise to us is a direct invitation for believers to seek God. Why? Because there's a guaranteed response, and he will show us the secrets that are hidden. So when we say that he will show us mighty things, you know, these are interpreted as spiritual blessings, hidden truths, divine secrets that exceed our comprehension. Spiritually? No. The five sense comprehension. You know, Maya, she's struggling right now with her math. Now, you sit her down and give her a word, responsibility. She's 10 years old, and she'll reel that off. But sometimes her maths and the way that they're teaching the maths nowadays gets really complicated. And I'm pretty good at maths, but like some of the questions I read, and you definitely need to have a degree in answering that question. So she can only go as far as her senses take her. And this, unfortunately, is how some people tend to live today, right? They go as far as what their five senses is telling them. So they start new fads, they start diets, they start, you know, new hobbies. And whatever they understand by their senses is as far as they can go. But if they decided to do it with God, God would supersede them. They would take them much further than they could ever comprehend. And so, you know, when we continue on that walk and that path with God, keeping God first, like even Ethel was sharing, you know, it's always to our account a blessing. It's not that we're doing it by our own strength, we're not walking by our senses, but that we are taking it to that spiritual level where we are allowing God to reveal what we need to hear. Even when we're maybe in times of trouble, maybe things are a little hard, if we're taking it to God, he can still reveal these things to us. You know, it says in Jeremiah, call unto me. And that emphasizes, guys, the necessity for us to pray, to go to him. Call unto me, he's shouting. Right? Don't do it by your five senses. Call unto me. Right? So like when Lawrence shares about honoring God, he tells you, go to God. God will show you what to give. Right? It's not that you're doing it by your senses. Go to God. Right? And if it's not a clear answer, then wait. Right? Nobody's saying that you have to do it there and then on the dime. Maybe go asleep on it, wake up the next morning, and again, call on God, ask him. He will show you. And everything that we do with a heart. The heart for God. Remember, it says that that nothing pleases God but our faith. Now, if we have great faith, we'll be walking by that spirit. We won't be leaning unto our own five senses. And that we will be actively seeking God in everything that we do. That we want him to be part and parcel of our daily life. That everything that the world throws at us, whatever it may be, even if it's trying to log into a GP website, for goodness sake. Right? God has the answer. Right? It hasn't been shown to me right now because I don't need it right now. But I know, you know, that everything that we do in life, there's nothing new under the sun, even if it comes to technology, right, that is impossible with God. Because he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Right? He formed, made, and created in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. But when you read those records, he spoke it into being, guys. And that should raise alarm bells. right? That should be like fireworks going off in your mind that God spoke it into being. Like when Lawrence said, say what you want, not what you see. That should be fireworks going off, right? Because it's so easy to hear these things and then revert back to that 5 cents. That you can't do things without someone. Well, that's a lie. Because you can do all things with God. So when you are going to God, when you're asking God, he will reveal it to you. It says that. Jeremiah 33:3, it says, again, for anyone that didn't know it, call unto me, and I, God, will answer thee. And I will show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Break it down. All right, we know that the promise was given to Jeremiah, but it's still highlighted that God can reveal things in difficult circumstances, whatever the situation is. If we call on him, he will, without a doubt, answer you. Right? It's a direct invitation for believers to seek God. When he says, what? Call unto me. He's saying, right? Call unto me, kids. So what do we do? God, please help me with this situation. Or do we do our prayers? God, this is the situation. I know you can take care of it. But again, bringing it back to speaking forth the things that you want. Well, like in Genesis, when God said, let there be light. Let the seas divide from the earth. Let it be. So simple that God didn't make these things hard like the bloody GP website. It's simple. It really is simple. And that the promise is that he will respond. A guaranteed response. How many times out there in the world do you guarantee a response? Not very often, unless you've agreed to speak to Lawrence. That's a guaranteed response. But... you know, you can chase people all day long. You can be running your tail ragged, waiting for calls and waiting for people. You know, nobody gets back to you. Then they get back 3 days later after you've just sort of sorted it out yourself. There's nobody out there with a heart to want to do it like God. So go to him, guys. Ask him. Let him show you. Right? It's a promise that he will. He is guaranteed to respond to you. And he will show you the hidden truths, the spiritual blessings that we can't comprehend with our 5 senses. So the necessity of prayer is top notch, right? Speaking in tongues much. When Lawrence says about the 5 vital signs, speaking in tongues is one of them. You know, by speaking in tongues, keeping that going, that is direct communication with our Heavenly Father. Spirit communicates with spirit. But if it's spirit trying to communicate with someone that's being 5 senses and an awful way in left field, you're going to miss it, guys. It's not that God's not responding. He is. It's just that you're so far up your own behind on your 5 senses and on your own journey, going off to the left, you know, not listening, doing your own thing. You're going to come crashing down, right? Because nowhere in the Bible does it say, go off and do your own thing. In fact, it says, suffer little children to come unto me. You'll end up suffering if you do that. So let's all turn and turn our heads and hands to God and just call on him, knowing that he will answer you and he'll show you great and mighty.
Hello.
You pray?
Hello, yeah, perfect.
Go for it.
God bless you. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And yeah, thank you for asking me to share. And it was really wonderful sharing that you did share tonight, Lara, and you know, that you always do. I just, I want to thank you. I want to thank God also. And for me this week, I just, you know, I really set my mind onto something this week. And you know, when we really set our minds to something, then it really can be accomplished. So my children's both my children's bedrooms were really desperately needed decorating. And, you know, I was like, God, I really want this done. So on Monday, I made the choice and I made the decision. And we have just finished. Well, I finished the decorating and doing what was needed to be done. And, you know, when you really feel that you need a clear out, because mess can be spiritual. You know, when you feel like my whole house has been gutted this week, it's not just the wallpapers, it's not that I've wallpapered, you know, it is literally the rooms have been gutted and everything has been done. I feel like I've only got one cupboard to do. And I'm really, really proud of that. You know, it has actually been, it was tough to actually do it. And when I was actually in, I enjoyed the process of doing the things, but it's very long days this week. But God was really with me during the whole, you know, process of I was listening, what I was doing, and just like speaking with him. And he really just reminded me that if you really put your mind to something, you truly can do it. That you do not need, you know, you do not need to doubt yourself. That we can have a real mindset of, you know, if something is consistently bugging you, then go ahead and do it. Go ahead and step out. You know, either, like, I didn't know how all this was going to come together. It was a thought, and then I was on a mission, and the mission is 80% accomplished, you know. And when we decide to put our mind into something, it's up to us to then go ahead and go full steam into it and not let, you know, the things, you know, that it could have been overwhelming situations. Don't get me wrong, this week I've been quite overwhelmed, especially with, you know, the mess, you know, when you're clearing out rooms, etc. And then not just that, I feel like obviously because of the children, then you can't just, you know, go straight into it for like two days. You also need to do other things, you know, you need to do other things with the children, pick them up, take them up, they've got activities to do. But I am so thankful, and I sat tonight and I was so thankful that I put my mind to this. I was so thankful that it was, I feel a huge burden lifted off me. A huge burden that was really deeply needed within this house, you know, that the things that the environment that we're around can really affect us. And if something doesn't sit right, then we need to, you know, make it okay. We need to ensure that what we're doing is we're going with God and we're making the things around us okay. So we can be comfortable, you know. God wants us to be joyful. He wants to be comfortable in where we are. And sometimes nothing's, you know, we are much further than we ever have been. But, you know, there's still things that we really desire and things that we truly want. But don't let nothing stop you. That when you want something, go ahead and do it. And you know, if something doesn't work out, then it's not the end of the world as such. That actually we can really have that focus with God. And when we know that we're going with God and making that right decision with God, then he is going to show you. He's really going to show you the things that you need. And if something is in your heart to do, I really feel that we should step out in faith and not be fearful over it. Because, you know, that we are on a journey, and every journey has, you know, with even with God, we can have, you know, times of, you know, being a little bit uncertain. And that's okay. But it's about really stepping out of faith and then going for the things that really, it really is in our heart to do. You know, God really wants us to ensure that we're being consistent, that, yeah, we're doing what God wants us to do, the five fundamentals, but if there's something else, if there's things that, you know, you feel that you desire, then go ahead, pray about it, really go to God, and then just wait, you know, wait on God, and then if it requires action, go and act upon the things that God really wants you to do. The things that you also feel that you need to do, go ahead and do it. Don't be fearful, and this is how I really have seen this week. It's been very hectic. I'm very tired. But my children are so blessed. They've both got brand new rooms. And, you know, I'm really pleased that I done what I done, and I have really just accomplished what I've accomplished. And it was worth every minute of me doing it, looking at their faces, seeing the faces, and just have them be in an environment that they deserve. You know, because I can always remember when I was a child and when I was young, that my mum would do her utmost best to ensure that I was comfortable, you know, and she was a single mum, and I really, good feelings were from when I was young, was definitely coming home to like a decorated room. It makes you excited. It just makes you feel really good. So that really stuck with me. And when I thought about it this week, I thought, you know, my children really deserve the best. My children deserve the best mum. You know, I was led with my little boy tonight, and he was just, I was just so thankful, and I'm so thankful for my children, and I'm just so thankful that I was able to give them what I was able to do this week for them. And I feel like it's just going to be, you know, I'm on a bit of a house mission at the minute to ensure that this is what, that my house completely gets sorted and that I can be happy in my home. You know, that is so important, that we're happy in our home. And God wants that for each and every one of us. So it is a bit of a short sharing. I do apologise, I feel very tired. But that is what I wanted to share, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Becky. That was a great sharing. Love you. And I know you've been busy this week and doing the best there at home with the kids and you and Jack. You finished late tonight as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's just put a couple of things up. It was not that we've both been doing little bits, but
yeah.
My gosh, like I haven't ran this week. I literally have not done absolutely anything apart from the house. So, when you want something done, you just need to be fully focused in what you want done.
Yeah.
And not just dilly-dally around, you know? So, yeah.
Well, it says anyway. Don't dilly dally on the way. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow night for your one-on-one.
Yeah, see you tomorrow night, love.
Have a lovely sleep. Love to Jack. And God, thank you for sharing. Thank you, Beth. Bless your heart, love.
God bless.
Well, next I would like to ask Danny and Amber to share, please. Danny and Amber, are you there? Hello.
We're here.
You there?
Good evening.
Yes, well. God bless you, Pat. God bless you, everyone. And wonderful, wonderful sharing, Becky. God is really faithful and really for us and wants us blessed, wants us excited, wants us joyful. And just also you, Dad, what you were sharing really, really blessed me just about, you know, with Peter and how he spoke. And, you know, there's a lot of golden nuggets just in that. And for us to really take note that it's our act now with God. that we begin to look only to God and we allow him to direct our every step, to show us what we need to do, what decisions to make. And the more we do it, the more natural it becomes. And so, like, again, we're just to really be fully focused on him, fully persuaded that he is able, that this truth that we now receive, that we can really walk with great boldness and authority. Because, again, it's realizing that we really have been given this new nature. This is the new creation in Christ. This is what has been given to us through that wonderful Holy Spirit. And it's just being led of that and to do the practices which help us be led of that Spirit, like the speaking in tongues, like your words are so important on a daily basis. Like, we want to speak unto wholeness. You know, our confession is made unto wholeness. And so we speak out the outcome. We speak to the situation. Like God said, let there be light, and there was light. Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain. So we're not to withhold back and to speak like the world, but to really speak those things which are not, so they become so. Like, that is the key goal. And it's not to get discouraged when maybe situation comes, or, you know, if we've made a mistake and we now realize that, like, we're not to be held back in any of these areas, because that was for the old man, that was for the old nature, and we're in Christ. And so, like, God is working in us, and, you know, the more we go to God, you know, he will give us that revelation, you know, because you're seeking, you're searching. You know, when you seek, you're going to find. When you ask, he's going to answer. And so this is, again, like, we want to seek God because he is going to give us the revelation to our heart, you know. And, like, again, like, I love it because, like, you shared that as well about how God gives you that dream, you know, to anoint my field with oil. Like, just that dream is very, very powerful when you look at it, because, you know, the word, what we've been dressed with now, you know, we've been anointed with the Holy Spirit. So, you know, when we're being led of that Spirit, we're speaking those words which are, you know, that is feeding, is feeding our spirit. It's our daily bread. I'll give you an example. It was like when Jesus Christ was at the well with the woman at the well. And obviously he had that encounter with her. And so, like, at that time, I think the disciples went to go look for food or whatever. And after he's had this encounter, the disciples come back and they were like, oh, we have, you know, food. And Jesus said, I've had food, which you know not of. There's a really cool account. You should check it out. And the disciples were probably thinking, what do you mean? What food has he had? Like, do you know what I mean? And it's because that he was doing the work of God. That was like the feeding of the Spirit, in a sense, because when we do what God is showing us to do, like, we're going to be energized. We're going to be full of faith. You know, we're not going to be speaking our own thing, because there's a way that seems right to us humans, the carnal mind. But, you know, it says in the scripture that the carnal mind is enmity against the Spirit. It's like they're opposite. So, you know, we're to be led of the Spirit, and we're to renew that mind daily. We're to renew it in the manifestation. So what does that look like? So when the negative thoughts come, we change those thoughts. Because what you're thinking, you're going to say from your mouth, you know, and death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we really, from our own decisions, like when you make that committed decision to say from your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe God raised him from the dead, you were saved. And it's the same for our everyday living, for our jobs, whatever we may do in a day, we're to speak unto wholeness. We confess unto wholeness. We say it from our mouth. We speak to the mountains. The mountains will be removed from you. And I'm not talking like a physical mountain. I'm talking it could be any mountain, anything in your life. You speak to it and you call it. And it may, you know, like, take a practice to do this, because it is a bit strange at first, because this, you're not used to it. And when your body, the old man, the flesh, is saying something different, if that's where we push through and we say what God says, that's why speaking in tongues is so important. So edification to yourself, you know, is energizing. Like the spirit is quick, it's living, and it's energy. And so like when we're on that same wavelength with our words, our mind, you know, and we're focused with God, we're going to be led very, very easily. We're going to know what to say. We're going to know when not to speak. Because, like, God is working in us. He really is. If you allow him, are you allowing God or are you resisting? You know, we don't want to be resisting, but we want to know that when we go unto God, that he's leading our every step. So, like, every day, he's prepared our way, but or have we decided to think, oh, I'm going to go on a different route? You know, like there's God's route, or you go on your own route in a sense, you know. And we don't want to do that. We want to be directed with God. And so, like, it's again, this is a very important point, which is believing who now God says you are. That you're no longer, let's put it in the sense of, I'm no longer Danny Tor, like, who was into boxing, drum and bass, into all sorts, which was non-beneficial, which was of the carnal nature, loved the things of the world, loved the flesh. So I'm to reckon that dead, like, he is dead. But now is Christ in me, the hope of glory, endured with power from on high. The Spirit of God is working in me, and I today choose life. I say from my mouth that I am blessed, I am highly favored, I am seated on the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. And wherever I walk and wherever my foot treads, it is blessed, it is the Lord. Because we are the carrier of his presence, and we're to bring the heavenly realm of the kingdom of God to earth. And how do we do that? We do it by the Spirit of God being led. Like the wonderful, wonderful verse in Zechariah 4:6, and it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So by his Spirit, we will move the word of God very, very powerfully. Every mountain will become a plain before you. So like as Jesus said to Peter, come forth. Peter had a decision to either, Peter was the one to ask the question, can I come, Lord? And Jesus said, come. He had a decision to either step out or stay in the boat. So like, don't just stand still, but begin. Jesus began both to do and teach. So that's where it lies. We begin. People may look at you and think, oh, weird. But that's okay. Your very loved one next to you may think you're very, very strange. But it's fine. Then Jesus' loved one thought he was kind of a bit of a weirdo. But his life proved, because he was focused with God. And God was leading his every step. God was given him the words to speak. So as we make that decision, and as we fellowship with one another to hear the words from God, these words are life-giving words. So you take them and you do what God is putting in your heart. No matter what it is, you do what God is showing you to do, because that's where you become fruitful. You know, and God wants all of us to abound in great fruit. In every area of life, God just isn't abundant in one area, it's all areas. And so when we put him first, you know, these things come into subject. So the earthly things come into subject because you're being led of the Spirit of God. So order, in a sense, you know, to have your house in a good place. Like the women are, in a sense, the taker, the care, like the head of the house in the sense of taking care of everything, the protector. You know, so like these things play out when we're being led of God. And so, and even if they don't, it doesn't matter. We stay focused with God. Like one partner may not be on same level, but you don't let them affect your walk with God, because when you're focused with God, they will follow. They will run. They will follow suit. And if not, then it's just because they're going to miss out on the blessing. But the full blessing of when it's how God intends it to be is even greater, even wonderfuler. So like even Paul said to them that were not married, maybe best you don't get married because it's not such of a heavy burden. You're more free to do what God needs you to do. So, like, many things, but the full point is that God wants us blessed, wants us focused, doesn't want us deceived, and these things just become, just, that's it, they become. And so, like, we are endured, and we are very, very powerful. I've had a really, really fantastic week at work. Like, God is, again, just continuing to bless me. Go over and above. Many, many testimonies, really, in the sense of what God is doing. And it's just really encouraging, because, like, when we really do say from our mouth, like, it really does become. And so, yeah, God is just so, so faithful. And I'm just so blessed, and just how he really comes through. Like, you know, you were sharing it, Mum. Like, he really does communicate. He really does show you. Like, when your heart is humble, like, there's more to what you're seeing. There's more to the natural realm of where you may feel like you are. But God has you somewhere so much higher. And when you put your perspective with God and where he wants you to see from, you see things completely differently, because you're seeing it with the heart and eyes of God. And that will get you so far. And again, like receiving these words, like it's not by your might, like God is doing the work. And when you release your desires to him, he's going straight to work. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. So that takes a choice of seeking him first. That takes a choice of letting that old self go, and maybe of the old things that you may have learned. And how do I know it? Because I'm going through it. I'm processing through this walk with God. And, you know, it's training myself to understand that I am as he is, and that I am fully equipped. Like, you know, that's one of my prayers every day. Like, Father, I thank you that I am fully equipped and fully enabled to be led of you, and to do the same works as Jesus Christ, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to raise the dead. Like, this has always been my desire, the true desire of my heart, and to really be like full time with God, like how I always see my dad and Sangha and other believers that are full time for God, like Tom West, and, you know, just like, it's just a great, great thing, because it's just so powerful. And like, God wants us to have these preordained works, and those that desire them will fulfill them, will have them, because it's God given the desire in there. And so we really are capable and able, and God is working in each and every one of us, and we shouldn't threat. You know, we shouldn't feel like the world feels, even in love, like love is the love of God. Like, we don't have to love like the world. We can go more and love with that love of God, which is no condition on it. And that's very, very powerful, because, you know, faith is energized by love. And so when we're walking in love and seeing, you know, from the eyes of God, we're going to be very, very powerful. And so we're not cornered. We're not put in a box, but we're to seek God and look only to him, and he's going to direct our every path. And so again, God just really does continue to encourage us, bless us. Like, yeah, like I'm just seeing when I'm praying, God is answering. And so, like, it's very, very exciting when I'm commanding, it's happening. When I talk to the sickness, that it leaves. And I'm, you know, it's like I've built my confidence back bit by bit. And it's great. And I'm excited for what God has in store. And, you know, me and Amber also had a lovely opportunity on the Sunday just gone to go and fellowship with some Nepali believers in the UK, and it was just really, really great to have that. And God again just really opened the windows of heaven for, like, me and Amber personally. We had a great day, and it was just great to, you know, encourage and to be encouraged and to just do what God was showing us to do. And just, you know, I don't know if Amber or Shara, I don't know, we don't plan. Like, God really, we really go to God to give us the words. And so, like, you do the same. Like, really go to God to give you the words in your everyday living. Like, when you're with your family, when you're with, you know, just the carnal people, like, really ask God to give you the wisdom on how to. That's what I do. I'm like, God, when I'm with people at work, you know, let me respond. And it's, like, probably not the time or the place, but there's gonna be, God can bring his wisdom in any conversation and in any way. And I'm always asking God to let me come up with witty ideas and let me say, is there anything, like, I don't know. That's just the way I am with God. That's just my relationship with God. And, you know, God, I really want to speak your words. I don't want to speak my words. My words are non-profitable, but your words bring faith. Just like on the day of Pentecost with Peter. Like, there's so much wonderful stuff in that book of Acts, like 1 and 2. Like, it's really, really powerful for us to be moving. And you said it, Dad, like, you know, if we want to see that, we need to do it. If we want to see what the guys did in the book of Acts, you know, the people being healed just by Peter's casting of his shadow, you know, like, we can really, that's the power of God. And when we're walking by the Spirit, we can really have that effect. And we can really make God's name known around the place where we live. And we can really stand out. So, yeah, I'm just super blessed and really excited for what God has in store. So, I love each and every one of you. And I thought I did have a testimony, but I just can't think. So, maybe God don't want me to share it this time. No, I did for a while back. Like, what is the testimony? What are you trying to show me? I can't remember what it was. So here's my beautiful wife, and I love you all anyway. God bless you.
Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And Danny, you do make me laugh. I really give great thanks to God for this wonderful week and this wonderful Zoom, this fellowship that we are all on to really hear the words given by God so that we are inspired and built up and encouraged to be able to live the rest of the week out with great authority. And, you know, it's been a really great week. It's been a really great month. Again, I will say it, 2026 is going to be the greatest year yet. God has given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness, and he's not withholding any good thing from us. He's already fully equipped us with everything. Jesus Christ gave up his life so that we could have the best life, so that we could be fully focused, led of his Spirit, led of God's Spirit, trusting in him and moving with full faith, moving with authority, and really operating in the signs, miracles, and wonders, and
seeing great testimonies come to pass, seeing our prayers come to pass, seeing other people's lives being delivered, impacted by our walk and our influence and by how God is working in us. And yes, we went to London on Sunday, and that was such a great time. There's this young girl, she's only 22. She's only been in the UK for a year. She met me and Danny back in 2023, and she's come to Bristol a couple of times to see us. And she is just so on fire. She just really wants to see the word of Jehovah move out and sound out all over the world. And she's here in the UK, and she was actually a youth leader in Nepal. So coming here to the UK, it is a little bit different. Things are different, the setup's different, the food's different, everything's different. They have to adapt, but she has adapted greatly, and she's kept the desire deep within her heart. So she really constrained me and Danny to go. Like, she would message most days, like, are you coming? I really want you there. And there was a lot of Nepali people there. Now, we may think, oh, it's Nepali people, but what was really interesting to me was that hardly any of these Nepali people knew each other. It wasn't like they all knew each other in their areas in Nepal and then came to England and then just fellowshiped together. Like, most of these people were brand new, but brand new people in the UK, like, didn't know Tina or Sebash or any of the believers in Nepal, don't know Jyoti, Suresh, Meena, Ram, Krishna, like, don't know any of them. Some of them have been in the UK for 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, come from all different parts of the UK, Cambridge, Oxfordshire, obviously us from Bristol, all over London. Like, so they were brand new people, and they have really great testimonies. One woman was heard this truth about 6 months ago, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and got completely delivered and healed from that, and now is coming faithfully to Tina. She's a woman of my age. So it's just really great, like, again, seeing that they are fresh people. And I suppose being in England, Nepali or Indian or any other ethnicity, you would draw to them because you would think, you would could ask, oh, where are you from? Oh, where did you come from? How long have you been in the UK? And there's that kind of physical connection there that God sets up. I suppose it's like us going to India. If there was a group of English people in India, and then we've seen another group of English people, they may be like, oh, why are you here? It just prompts the conversation a little bit easier, I suppose. So I've really seen the growth for them and their desire, and that God really wants all of us to have our own preordained works, our own ready-to-go fields. He wants us to move with the sound doctrine, like we're being encouraged on this fellowship, like we can move by the Spirit of God, like really speak by the Spirit of God, be led of the Spirit of God, do what God puts in your heart. Don't withhold or try and do anything else, but just let God lead you, and He will lead you to do many things. That could be in your business, that could be decorating your house like Becky's doing, or sorting out the children, it could be going shopping, it could be so vast what God will lead and direct you to do. And when we do it with joy, we do it with passion, we do it with heart, we really do get to see this abundant life that Jesus Christ promised that we would have, that He came for. And because God wants us excited in every moment of life. Like, when we wake up, God, this is the day You've made. I will rejoice and I will be glad. I won't let anything affect me or bother me. No matter how big the storms, no matter how big the situation, like, You are my God, You are faithful, You are true, and my faith and confidence is in You. There's no limits on You. So if You say that I can have fresh, ready-to-go laborers and fresh fields, then it's gonna happen. It's already happened. If You say You want me to prosper and be in health, then I am prosperous and I am healthy. And, you know, we keep moving with this expectation. We keep moving with this heart. We keep moving with this desire. We keep saying what God says and not what we feel, taste, touch, hear or smell. And then God will just pop up. He will give us those jackpot moments. And sometimes those jackpot moments may seem so natural, you know, like for Becky, it was just like putting the wallpaper up and God giving her that energy to be able to decorate 2 bedrooms in 2 days. Like, that's a jackpot moment. That's a really blessed thing. That's a good thing. Praise God for the energy. Praise God for the desire. Praise God for the resources to be able to do this. And it's all about our perspective. And where is our perspective? Is it focusing too much on the wouldas, couldas, shouldas? Or is it focusing on the here and now? God, you have blessed me. You have redeemed me. I am righteous. I am holy. I am sanctified. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. And it's by the word of my testimony that's going to bring great deliverance to the people around me. And we move in faith. Like, but faith without works is dead. Like, when we believe and we hear something, we need to practice it. So when we hear about the honoring God, for I always use this as an example. It's a very good example to use. Like, when we hear it, there's no point just studying it, researching it, thinking about it, procrastinating on it. Like, until you put it into practice, you're not going to see the fruit from it. Like, speaking in tongues. Like, you could do many classes on speaking in tongues. But what is the benefit of that until you practice it, until you're led into it, until God brings those tongues out of you? Like, we gotta have faith behind what we're doing, and we gotta be doing the things in faith. And I am just so encouraged by this life that God has given us. I'm just so blessed that sickness is truly under our feet. You know, death is under our feet. Poverty is under our feet. You know, bad relationships is under our feet. Jesus Christ literally was nailed to a tree for us to be able to be victorious in all of these situations, for us to be more than conquerors in these situations, and to fear not, to worry not. God again gives us perfect hope in these situations. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, well, what do I do, God? Will you pray to me with thanksgiving and supplication? Let your request be known to me, and I'll deliver you from it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like, God, like, my finances are a little bit tight, and I'm honoring you, and I'm doing this. Oh, but God, you say, you will provide all my needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus, and you're very rich, and you're very wealthy, and you're the source of my supply, and I'm your child, and I'm acting in faith. So this life is the best life, and God wants us to really be fruitful in all that we're doing. He wants us to really have the best and to be able to share with others this good news. Like, be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Like, when God says speak, we can speak. And we just live our life each day unto God. And so for me and Nanny, you know that we're very, what you see is what you get. Like, people might think we're a bit religious or a bit this or a bit harsh or whatever. But we are very much like, God is his way and the only way. Like, he is the final authority in our life. So when it comes to sickness, we do not accept it. We do not believe it. We cannot see it, because God says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you were healed. So that is the final say, no matter what we see. Now, when my family come around, they find it a little bit hard at times because of the way we communicate, because they may come with certain things, and we just give the truth. Well, this is what God says. This is the truth. Do you want it? Like, you can have it. And this is just an ongoing thing. Well, my younger nephew, he is 23, I want to say he is. He's a young lad. And he's had a bit of a, not the nicest of upbringings. And he's such a humble, blessed boy. And I'm so proud to call him my nephew. And when he comes around most Saturdays, and he just sits there and he hears the word and he hears what we speak. And he's been going through quite a troubling situation over the last month. And he came and spoke to me and Danny, and we were here for a few hours. So again, God just gives the right words, because the entrance of God's word brings what? It brings light. So when someone is in darkness, when God's word is involved, it brings light. It dispels the darkness. So we gave him real solid words. Like, we didn't know. We don't plan. We didn't even know he was going to turn up. But when he came, God activated, God spoke, and he left. And when he left, you would think, oh, did he receive? Did he not? Like, but me and Danny don't think like this either. Like, we just speak. Once we spoke, then we carry on. So anyway, he came And then he left, and he's been ringing me every day for the last 2 weeks. He's been ringing me because he's been updating me on this situation that he's been going through. And the other day, about 5 days ago, he said to me, because something really great come of this situation. So he's got a son, and now his son is going to be in his full-time custody. And he's wanted this for a long time, and rightfully so, he should have him. And anyway, he said to me, he said, Amber, for the first time I prayed to God, and I asked God to give me wisdom and to help me and to do this for me. And there was two things that he asked God. And within the last week, those two things have come to pass in his life. One, he has got his boy in his care. And two, he has now a property that he's able to live in, that he's able to call his own, which isn't a part of his mom, his dad, or anyone else, you know. So, and he said to me, like, I find it really strange that I prayed and I asked God, and then it happened. Like, I find it really strange. And I said, Mitch, this is God. Like, this is God. Like, and the more you go to him, he's your dad. And he loves you. And like, I can't give you what God can do. I can't open the doors God can open. I can't do the things God can do. I can only love you. And I can only tell you the truth. But your job then is to hear that truth and to make a decision if you're going to believe it or not and act upon it or not. So he put faith into action because he did what we encouraged him to do. Now, it didn't matter if it took him a week or 10 days. He did what we encouraged him to do. And now he's seeing results. And now he's seeing the benefit of going to God, trusting in Jehovah with his whole heart. And it's going to be a start of something really special with him and God. Like, not me, but with him and God. And again, it's just really, really great that all we have to do is live our lives unto God. We just have to be a witness. We just have to live each day with God, Jehovah, fully focused, fully established, like fully with heart, fully with passion. Like, you all hear my sharings, you all hear how I share. I'm very passionate when it comes to the things of God. But I don't let anything come into my home. When people start to speak negative, when people start to become doom and gloom, and so I just shut down. You'll hear me, if you were in my home or if you were wherever I go, I just go silent. I don't need to engage in it because it's not the truth, and it's only the truth that will set one free. And if I want to live my life in truth, why am I going to bound myself to the things that people say that are carnal? And so then it brings me to, like, Jesus Christ, everything he accomplished, everything he done. And, you know, he made a really profound statement, like really profound. And I read it today, and it just, every time I think of it, I'm just like, yeah, like, this is our life. This is our life. And he says, behold, I gave unto you power. God through Jesus give us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm you. Like, we have all the power. All the power, not just 10%, 30%, 40%, 50%, all the power to defeat the enemy. Like, the enemy is already defeated. And what's from the enemy? Sickness is from the enemy. But I got the power to conquer that, so that is not acceptable. Poverty, that's not from God, that's from the devil, so we have power over that. So how are we going to defeat it? We speak to it. We command it. We declare out of our mouth things of God. And know that we have great power. Like, it's not just for today. We're born again today. We have power for today. And then we're, like, weak tomorrow. And we're not seated on the right-hand side of God the next day. No, we're seated on the right-hand side of God. We have great and mighty works to do. You know, we have great authority. We humble ourselves in front of the Master. We humble ourselves in front of God. We speak in tongues much. We do the things he encourages us to do. We honor God with our substance. We connect when God inspires us to connect. We walk by that spirit. And also we pray for those laborers so that it's not just us walking around with this power and authority, but that it's many people who are saved and come to the knowledge of truth are walking around with this power and authority. Because we're a blessed people, a holy people, redeemed from the curse, like redeemed from it. Everything that Jesus was nailed to that tree for, we're redeemed from it. So if you're going through a situation, if you're going through a troubling time, speak the words from God. Speak the words God is putting in your heart. And you know, in Mark 11, when it says, say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. God didn't say, pray unto the mountain, beg the mountain, move away from the mountain. He said, say unto it, speak it with your mouth, you know, say, be moved, get out of my way, leave. And so we all just got to get into a frequency and a rhythm of saying what we want and not what we see. Commanding and declaring the things of God. Not having any limitations on God. Not having any judgment on men or women. Not thinking anything but what does God want me to do this day? And whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to fulfill it with my whole heart. I'm going to live unto God with my whole heart. And I'm not going to trust my own understanding or the world's wisdom or the world's logic. And I'm going to continue to have great impact wherever I go. And those who hear it and want to be a part of it, praise be to God. And those who don't, that's okay. Like, it's not my problem. It's not my headache. Like, my nephew, if he didn't want to receive those words, if he didn't put those into practice, like, what could I do? I continue to pray, but I continue to live my life with God. I continue to be blessed. I continue to practice the things God puts in my heart to practice so that I can live this more than abundant life. I continue to take any limits off of God and know that he has given me great power and authority. He's given me great wisdom. And I'm not compromising to anyone. I will not compromise to anyone, you know. Jesus Christ did not compromise to anyone, and we just want to stay full of faith, fully enthusiastic, full of love, because God is love, and in him, perfect love casts out all fear. So when we're looking to God, and we're trusting him, and we're speaking about him, and we're honoring him, and we're focusing on him, and we're being led by him, we won't have any fears or worries or burdens. You know, we won't be affected. Even with sickness and disease and all these things that go around, it may try and come on, but we take a hold of it. We take a hold of it and we say, no, I do not allow it. I will not accept it. I do not bow to it. Jesus Christ paid for my healing. I am healed. And that is the final authority. And then we keep moving forward in faith, saying those words, making those declarations. And again, with our finances. God really wants every one of his children to prosper, but he wants us to be very honest with our money. And God will direct you on what to do. He will direct you on what to give. He will direct you on where to give. He will direct you in every single part of your life. He will direct you. He is your dad and he cares for you. And he only wants the best for you. He doesn't want the devil to have any hold on you whatsoever. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price so that you can have a life that is free and that you can have a life that is really bringing deliverance to people and to yourself. Like, don't be subject to anything but what God says and who God says you are, and stand in faith, stand with the highest expectation, knowing this is going to be the greatest year yet, and hold your head high, be blessed, and just be excited. Like, be really, really excited. This is my encouragement. I feel really passionate about just living unto God, just trusting him. Yeah, there's things that come up. None of us are perfect. I have my fair share of issues and storms that arise, but they are not my focus. They are not what I'm living life for. They are not of what saved me and delivered me and set me free. It was God that did that. So my praise and my glory and my worship will go to God in every season. And the more we worship and praise him, the more we look to him, the more everything becomes smooth and easy. So this is what I wanted to share. God bless you all.
Thank you, Danny, and thank you, Amber. Great words, and it's true, we're all practicing. We all have challenges, don't we? We all have different things that come up, and all of us. And we're all staying connected. We're all speaking in tongues and doing all the things that are being encouraged. The ones that are doing it are getting results with it. And we just need to be steadfast. That's what, you know, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding and living unto God. That's the theme for the year. And already some people are challenged with that. So it's just like, it's very simple. You know, just keep it simple, keep it sweet. And, you know, God is able to bless us. So with that, thank you again, guys. Really great sharing. I'd like to ask Marie Carroll to share next, please.
Well, good evening, guys. And God bless you all in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful to be on this Zoom fellowship this evening. Everything that has been shared so far has been just mind-blowing. It's really set up alarms, good alarms. Yeah, like God is great and God is awesome. And this fellowship is so precious and it's so dear to me. And I'm just so thankful for you, Laura and Kim, my beautiful ministers. I'm thankful to everybody on this fellowship this evening who are my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are a family. We stick together. We love one another. We pray for one another. We edify one another. We exhort one another. And I am just so thankful to be a part of this fellowship. I really linked in there in 2019 when it was Skype fellowship, and that was a joy. And then I remember Kim a couple of years ago came up with the idea, well, how about a Zoom fellowship? And she just said, we'll try out the Zoom fellowship. And it was a whole day with you guys. It's going back a few years now. I can't remember the exact year. And then that's how the idea, the Zoom fellowship, came about, which was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it's important to stay connected and in tune. You know, God is a great big wonderful God, as I said, and he just loves us all so much. And we have absolutely nothing, nada, to fear or be in doubt about or fretful about. You just cast your cares to God because he loves you and he loves you so much. Imagine he knows every number of hairs on our head, and that's love and that's intimate and that is beautiful. And, you know, yes, God is in the business of healing. And I'm a massive believer, you know, just in the works that we can do, or the works that Jesus Christ did, that we can do those works and even greater works. Imagine. Like, just envisage, which I have been doing, envisioning people lining up outside my front door, seeking out God, seeking to be healed. And it's going to happen because I want word over my little town here in Tipperary, Thurles. And yes, I am God's representative here. And my identification is in Christ. So I want to see this whole town of mine just blown over with the power and the fire, the mighty fire of the Lord. And it will happen. And it's happening now. We speak it into being. We speak it into being. You know, as God used his words, light be, and there was light. You know, there is so much power and authority in our words. And it's just so important, those five fundamentals. And I'm learning from it massively. And I'm seeing it now work in my own life. And that is speaking in tongues much. Being led by the Spirit. Honoring God with your first fruits. praying for the laborers, you know, and much, much more. And I was so blessed to have a one-on-one with Lawrence today. It was just really blew my cookie. I was feeling, you know, a little, I had like cramps, tummy pains, I had an ache in my arm. You know, I wasn't feeling 100%. But boy, did Lawrence, through God, healed me. I mean, the cramps went, praise God. The arm is completely healed. The little mole is dissolving. And I know by tomorrow it'll be completely gone, because I was ministered to in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's a given. And when one ministers to one, yes, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. No sickness, no disease may come onto your bodies, because God designed us to have healthy bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. There is no sickness in me right now. Everything is gone. Lawrence, through God, casted that out, and I'm believing for it. And you know what I did after I got off from our one-on-one? I spoke in tongues for a good 45 minutes with no distractions, and boy, did it build me up. And it's so important to speak in tongues and to give that time to God, you know, give that time to speak in tongues much, because it does build you up massively, and it gives you a confidence and a boldness, and it gives you, you know, just edification and much, much more. And, you know, just remember who you are in Christ. And imagine our identification is in Christ. And Christ was the greatest man to ever walk this earth. He was a man that is in history who is most talked about. And he is real. He is living. And he lives within us. And it's God in Christ in us. Don't mind what the naysayers say. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. He's a dog without teeth. He is under our feet. He is one coward little bug, as Sangha would describe them as, little bugs under our feet, you know, and he has no jurisdiction. So please don't give in to the lies of the devil. And I am so, so thankful for this fellowship. And Dylan, welcome again. I know you were, I couldn't make it last week, but you were on the previous week. And I can't wait to hear what you have to share, because God is working something good through you, Dylan. I really believe that. And God connected you to this wonderful Zoom fellowship that we have. And, yeah, let's just keep to the five fundamentals and be just bold. It's like the other day, I ministered to a lady who was diagnosed with cancer, and I said, F this, and I don't know her that well. I said, F this, I'm going for it. So it was in broad daylight, it was on the forecourt, and I just said, Joanne, this cancer is going to leave right now. Her name is Joanne. And I said, this cancer is going to go, and you are going to get the all clear in the name of Jesus Christ. That was just on Tuesday. Yes. So I can't wait for when she goes back to the doctor and the doctor gives her the all clear, because that's what I'm believing for. And I've only met this girl 3 times, but I always speak the word to her, and I got to minister to her on the forecourt, And I cannot wait for that testimony. I'm going to check in with her Monday, and I'm going to see, and I'm going to know that she is healed, because we say what we want, not what we see. Yeah. So God is good, and Joanne's healed in the name of Jesus Christ, and my mom's eyes are healed in the name of Jesus Christ, and I love you all so much, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the fellowship. Okay, guys, I love you. God bless.
Love you, Marie. God bless you, sweetheart. Great sharing, and it was a great one we had today. Funny one as well, wasn't it? We had a bit of a laugh on that one, which was great.
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah.
And, yeah, we have to have a merry heart. That's good, like a medicine.
Like a medicine.
Yeah, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, as Mary Poppins would say.
Yeah, spoonful of sugar, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, so just keep my mom in your prayers with her eyes at guys, and I know that that girl that I ministered the other day who had a cancer, who's to speak in tongues for them, I know that, I already know they're healed. You know, that's my confession, yeah. That'd
Amen.
Be great, guys.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
In the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
In
Love
the
you,
name
darling.
Of
God bless you.
Love you.
Bye. Okay, Dylan, would you like to share anything, brother?
Yay, go Dylan.
Yes.
Go for it, mate.
I sure would. So I got a little sharing just about distractions and the things that take us away and the power that we have in speaking in tongues and the manifestations that we have. I have had a lot of struggles this year in particular. Actually, they started last year. And it all came down to, you know, the distractions of the world and the distractions that the devil wants me to take hold and put into my heart, and the things that have changed in my life have come from the focus on God, putting God first, you know, following His word, speaking in tongues, using my power, and like Lawrence says, say what you want, not what you see. I was proclaiming a lot of the negatives in my life, and I was proclaiming a lot of the things about myself that just weren't true. And I fed into that for several years, even knowing what I know. And my heart has changed so much in the past few months. I've become meek and humble. My proclamations are now positive and affirming, and all of the things that I look to do with God, they just happen. I just say it and it happens. Speaking in tongues has been an excellent, excellent tool for me. I wake up, I proclaim positives about myself. I say, I am healed. I am delivered. I am abundant. No longer I want to be abundant. No longer I want to be healed. And, that has come a lot from this fellowship and a lot from Lawrence's sharings. It's really life in a lot of ways. And, so back to distractions, you know, the world around us is scary sometimes, right? There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of things that pull us away from God or lead us in the wrong direction. And that comes from the devil. And, the big thing that I have realized in the last few months of following you guys and just seeking out God and His word is that I have the power. We have the power to move mountains. You know, heard that earlier. Can't remember which one of you guys said that. Probably several. but you know, I'm a big hiker. I'm an avid outdoors person. You know, I've been out to all the big mountains out here in the U.S. and I love that stuff. And the impact of saying that we can move mountains, you know, to me, that is so powerful. That's such a good analogy for getting through our problems, because, you know, I struggle. We all struggle. And sometimes my struggles feel like the world is ending, you know, like the devil is moving that mountain in front of me. And to just think about the power that we have and the ability that we have to catch our thoughts, catch our minds, move forward with God rather than getting hindered or pushed back. And, you know, I believe that the thing that has changed the most in me and the thing that has given me the most healing is speaking in tongues right now. You know, I strive to do it as soon as I wake up, and I wake up most mornings rough. You know, I wake up and I feel like the world is ending sometimes, and that's because that's what the devil wants me to think. And it takes a moment for me to get into that mindset where, you know, I start speaking in tongues, I start using my power, and I always realize later in the day, I go, oh man, that's because I spoke in tongues, isn't it? That's because I proclaimed these things. Instead of saying the negatives, I said what I, you know, I said what I want and not what I see. And I had to stop following a lot of things of the world and just putting my trust in God to deliver me from those things and the our country and the world from all of these things that are happening. And, you know, I was really caught up in fear and I was really stressed. Earlier in the year, I had several mental health issues that have all but disappeared. You know, at the beginning of this year, I thought I was not going to be around for very much longer. And I love you guys. I think that there's so much power here to move the word over the world and to get people delivered and see healing in people's hearts and minds and bodies. And just those distractions have just gotten fewer and far between for me. And, you know, when we put God first, that's what happens. You know, when we put God first, things just happen. The best things. God knows what He's going to give us. He's already seen it. To Him and give ourselves to Him and just let it go. And, I had a lot of different doctrines in my upbringing, a lot of different people pulling me in, you know, different directions and telling me different things. And, you know, I finally feel like I have found the right direction through this fellowship and the right actions to take through this fellowship. And that's just so awesome. God is great. On a little side note, I saw a girl with a sweatshirt that said, God is dope. And it really made me smile because I was just walking down the street and actually walking at the park. And it just, you know, even however you want to put it, however you want to say it, God is great. God is amazing. And He's going to give us all of the things that we not only desire, but things that we don't even know that we need. And so that's really all I've got today. But I just wanted to share with you guys the change that has happened in my heart and my mind and the things that have happened in my life. I've seen so much deliverance and so many blessings just in the past few weeks. And my new job has afforded me to be here at Fellowship every week and just soak in all of the goodness that God has to share through you guys. So that's all I got. But I just want to let all of you know how much I love you guys and how much has changed in my life. And I'm just going to keep going for it. Everyone, we just got to keep going for it. It's going to get as good as we can possibly imagine and better. So that's all I got.
That's awesome, mate. That's a real blessing to hear your heart and to hear what you've gone through as well and how God's taking you through that and through the encouragement, His encouragement. And I just want to pray for you, actually, Dylan, as we're here. If you follow this one thing I ask you to do, just put your hand on your heart right now, whatever hand you want, and I'm going to pray, all right? As you were sharing, God just put this, I don't usually do this, but God put it in my heart. So, Father, I just thank you for Dylan right now. I thank you, number one, I claim your hand of protection around his whole life, around his heart, his mind, and his body, and everything that he's doing right now. I thank you for keeping him in the way. I rebuke any spirits of oppression that have been affecting him when he's on his own, Father. I forbid them to work against him in the name of Jesus Christ. So oppression, you just back off, stop trying to come on in. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're forbidden to work against him in the name of Jesus Christ right now. And Father, I just thank you for enlightening Dylan's heart as he continues to speak in tongues, as he practices. I thank you that he is feeling light when he wakes up in the morning, Father, more refreshed, more light in his thoughts and his emotions. I thank you for your complete protection there, God, and that deliverance. And I thank you, Father, that you're with him and for him, and that he's going to excel in strength, Father, as he stays with you and stays focused, and as he comes to you and depends upon you. And I thank you that we can help him, and that you'll give us words to keep him strengthened as he desires, as he comes to you and as he connects. And so I thank you for this, his wonderful heart and mind and life, Father, and the great things that you've got for him, and the great things he's going to do, that you're going to do through him. Father, he's going to do great things for you as he desires and as he lays them before you and comes to you for your work. So I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lord.
Bless your heart. Yeah, so you'll start to feel a lot better when you start waking up now, and you start to feel more light. It'll get lighter and lighter and lighter as the days go. And because, like, you know, fear and oppression has to flee anyway. And especially now it's been enforced as it's been commanded, you know. So, like, God will enforce that, you know. And all you got to do is believe that, and then you'll see the difference. So, yeah, bless your heart. It was just, as you were sharing, it was just really there in my heart to do this. So thank you for sharing.
That's amazing.
Bless me a lot. You're the best, mate. And I enjoyed your heart and your love. So thank you. So next, I would like to ask, not Bob.
I knew you were going to call on me.
Good for it, girl. God bless you, Bambi.
Oh, God bless you
and
all.
And Mango.
Yes, and all the other kitties, my little kitty collection. God bless you all abundantly in the powerful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That was incredible, Lawrence. I could just see so much with Dylan and his future walking with God and the things that are going to happen. And I was just so touched when you were praying that God really put up my heart to remember this moment that I was there when you were praying for him. I just see great things coming from him and out of his life and his walk with God. So that was great. I'm so happy to be here with you all. I'm so thankful to be here with you all and just to be able to share this time with you. It's been a wonderful week. I'm snowed in. My car is completely blocked in. Tony's truck is completely blocked in with snow. Tony is not here. He is with his family in North Carolina. And so until he gets here tomorrow, I have been housebound, which has been just fine. I have not been able to make my commute to work, which, you know, it's fine. I didn't have to do the drive. So it's interesting because it's been a little bit harder for me to have that focused speaking in tongues time, because when I am stuck in a car for 2 hours each way, I certainly remember to speak in tongues. And so definitely have been lacking in that area a little bit, which is funny because if anything in my daily life, it's that commute that I'm not thrilled about, but it is the one thing that definitely keeps me on track with my speaking in tongues every week. So make it a point to make that committed time to speak in tongues daily so that God will, you know, be able to remove that commute out of my life so that I can not have to do that commute but still make that committed speaking in tongues. But it's definitely a good reminder to do that. You know, it's so funny. I've had some things come up this week, as we all have, and it can be challenging or frustrating when you look at the things of the world. And I've noticed for myself that there are times that I'm walking in what we all know is that higher frequency, that spiritual frequency. And little things of the world, they can distract you, and you look at those, and suddenly you take your eyes off of God, and you find yourself dealing with things in the five senses. And Amber, you just really cracked me up when you said Jesus didn't say pray to the mountain. Like, no, he didn't. I remember years ago, Sangit was in a fellowship that I was in, and he said, you know, God, I think it was Sangit, someone in the fellowship, maybe it wasn't Sangit, said, God didn't look around and say, wow, it's dark in here. You know, he said, let there be light. And we have to use the power of our words. And I had the funniest situation happen yesterday. I wanted to share with you all because, and I called Lawrence. I was so flustered. It was stupid. It was so stupid. But I went for a checkup at my doctor recently, and I'm pretty sure I'm just never going to go get another checkup because it was ridiculous from the get-go. And I hate going. And I think a lot of people don't like going to get checkups because, in my experience, you go in and they just speak so much devilish stuff over you. They speak so much sickness, and we want to do this thing. We want to check for disease here. We want to check for disease there. And they wanted to give me 5 different injections. And I just said, you know, I'm just not interested in these shots. And the doctor, she kind of lost it a little bit with me. But I had sat in that room waiting for the doctor to come into the room for some time and spoke in tongues. And so when she came in, she was really angry and she started yelling at me. I recognized it was spiritual and not a 5 cents thing. And I didn't let it affect me because I've gotten used to that. I've gotten used to people having either a real positive response and they're drawn to me, or reversely, a super negative response and they fly off the handle and act really irrationally. And I know it's spiritual. I don't take it personally. I don't think something I've done anymore. I just know that that's that light of God in me. But before the doctor came in, she had her assistant come in and she asked me a series of really stupid questions that they always ask, you know, are you depressed? Do you drink 5 or more alcoholic drinks a day? Do you do this or that? And I'm just always kind of like, no, yes, yes, no. Let me backtrack. I'm not saying yes to a lot of their questions. I'm just saying that I answer the questions, but they're just silly. They're just silly. They're ticking boxes. They have nothing to do with your health. They're for the insurance companies. And so the girl said to me, oh, well, I've got a new question I want to ask. Can I ask you? And I just looked at her because she knows me. And they know me. I'm not their favorite person. I'm very friendly, very upbeat. I make them all laugh, but they know I'm going to reject the majority of the things they have, they want me to do, want me to take, want me to test. And I said, what is it? And she goes, it's just one question. It's new. And I said, go ahead and ask it. And she said, do you have recreational hobbies or things that you do that you find pleasure in? And I looked at her and I said, yes, yes. You know, and then I asked her how her cats were and one of her cats had passed away, but she got a new kitten. And I mean, I have a relationship with these people. I know them. I'm kind. I'm loving. I don't hate on them or anything. I don't like the medical profession and what they're doing. They have gone very far from actually what I think Luke did in the Bible. You know, the actual, you know, they never asked me what I eat, for example. They never asked me how many times a week do I exercise. They're not there to promote health. They're there to promote an industry that wants to sell things. So anyway, I digress. I had the thing with the doctor and she was a little bit off. And anyway, I left. And so I have insurance and I have really good health insurance and it's supposed to cover everything. But I got a bill in the mail yesterday and it was for there are all these different things on there. The insurance covered most of it, but it was a bill for $40 for a depression analyst that they gave me. They analyzed me for depression, which was what that one question was, and they charged me $40 for it. And there are a lot of options that you can have. You can call them and you can wait on hold for a long time and you can argue with them. And we all know, though, that the way the system is set up, it's better just to pay it in most cases. And then all of a sudden, you know, sort of like this 5 cents Bambi popped up. And I dealt with it in my 5 cents way. I'm really thankful that God has worked on me and changed me, but I would have been an excellent criminal. I would have been if it were not for the grace of God. I do not think I would still be alive, but I can have a conniving way of thinking about things. And it's really a blessing because a lot of times I have to stop and go, no, 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 that's not how we operate now. So I still did what I was going to do because it was honest and it didn't hurt anyone and I felt like I made my point. I got online on my banking system and I sent them 8 consecutive payments of $5 several days apart, which is going to cost them more than $40 to process because do not mess with me. That was stupid and I didn't hurt anyone. So I still did that. But then the spiritual Bambi kicked in and I thought this is what the adversary is trying to do and I'm not going to allow it. So I immediately noted down $40 in my abundant sharing, in my honoring God, because the devil thinks he's going to take that $40 from me. Take that. I'm going to give $40 to God. And the next time you do it, I'm going to do the same thing. And if you continue, I will double it. I will triple it because I will honor God and he is going to take care of it and he meets my needs. And I'm still making those 8 payments for $5 because I'm skilled in some areas, and I might as well use those strengths. But, yeah, so just silly things. But I called Lawrence, and he and I kind of laughed about it, which was great. And he shared his health news with me, which is a wonderful blessing and really a miracle because I know Lawrence has been taking his health seriously. And we all want Lawrence to be in excellent health. But it means a lot, too, because we know as well that God is working there, and there are a lot of prayers involved. And there's always action with our prayers. We know we don't just pray for something. We move. There was a story that I heard years ago, and I loved it. 2 little kids, and they missed the school bus. And I think the little girl says, oh, maybe we should stop and pray and see if God will help us get on the bus. And the little boy said, I have a great idea. Why don't we pray while we're running after the bus? And we do have to do our part. We do have to do our part. There's action involved. And so God gave us all this power. God gave us all this ability. God gave us his Holy Spirit. But it is us that has to put on the mind of Christ. It is us every single day that has to just look to God in all of our ways and acknowledge him and know that he will direct our paths. There are so many things in my life that I do not understand, and I know I've shared this before. I do not know why I'm in Pennsylvania. I do not know why I'm in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I do not know why I'm a professional planner. I do not know why I'm the director of a department. I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. I do know that on my path in my life, and many of you know this, but 10 years ago, God showed me that I was going to go to Nicaragua, and I had a fancy job in Tallahassee, Florida, and I walked away from that. I gave up my townhouse, sold my car that was paid off, gave up the job, and I'll stop and tell you a funny story about that, but I did all of that, and I went to Nicaragua, and there were some wild things that happened there, but I learned a lot of spiritual stuff very, very quickly. God put me through spiritual boot camp, and then he moved me to Pennsylvania. Then he moved me from one job. Then he got me to another job. Then he got me a brand new car. Then he moved me to a house. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I can look back in hindsight, and I can go, wow, God did that. You know, when I left Nicaragua, I didn't want to leave. I cried. I didn't want to leave. I was happy there. God had blessed me in so many ways, and I was working at that Christian preschool. And when God moved me, I was just so stunned. I said, but why? But why? You know, I saw miracles happen. I saw people get delivered. I saw that little boy healed. He's like a seven-year-old little boy right now, and the doctors are trying to kill him with their words. And then I got relocated to this little tiny place in this apartment. I'm not living in the apartment now, but when I first moved here. And then that whole stupid lockdown thing happened. And I had a job where I could work remotely, where I was safe, where I was cozy, where all of my needs were met. And I would never have been able to do anything in the five senses had I still been in Nicaragua. Had I still been in Nicaragua and not done what God clearly showed me to do, I would have been in a real serious situation. Now, God could have gotten me out of that, but I followed what he showed me to do. And I want to go back to Tallahassee really quickly because years ago, when I was in Tallahassee, Florida, I worked for a state organization that was run by the government, the state of Florida. And I got called into a room when I worked there, and I'd always suspected some weird things were going on, but I really did love the job. I loved the work I was doing. I worked with all the domestic abuse centers in Florida. There are 42 of them, and I oversaw a program that each one of them ran, and I worked all over the state, and I traveled constantly, and I worked for some people that now I recognize were operating some devil spirits, and they were really corrupt, and some funny things happened, but I never had any evidence. So one day they pulled me into the office and they wanted me to sign a document. They wanted me to say something had happened, hadn't happened. They wanted me to fake an event. They wanted to say there was an agenda and they wanted me to sign that I had had this event. Now, the five senses had a pretty good job And it was with the state of Florida, and I could have had promotion there and growth, and it wasn't really that big of a deal. The administration people were handling it, and apparently they hadn't met some deliverable on a grant, but it wasn't right. It wasn't right, so I didn't do it. And I didn't have another job lined up yet. Or maybe I did. I don't think I did. No, I don't think I did, because I ended up leaving that job, and I didn't have a job for like 2 months. And I gave my resignation the next day. And it's a very short version of what happened. And they escorted me out of the building, and they said, you have to leave immediately. Well, a friend of mine who used to work in that same agency sent me the text message yesterday with the news report of the federal investigation that has been ongoing with the executive director who was embezzling, I think it was $41 million from the agency. And she is put in a plea deal to testify against other people that I used to work with. And if I had not done in that moment what was right, even though it wouldn't really been a big deal to me at the time, just to keep my job, I would have been in a situation. But I didn't. I did what was right. And there was no necessarily any prompting there from God. It was just like, that's not right. That's not what I should do. You know, that I have this thing in my mind that we're always on candid camera with God. And, you know, I have to be accountable to him. And there's one day I want to stand before him and account for myself. And, you know, a lot of the bigger decisions in my life, and even the smaller ones, when the moment seems right and it's an opportunity to maybe advance myself, but it's not right, I haven't taken it. And that is just a time where I can look at that and go, wow, that would have really screwed my life up horribly, because I would have signed a document. Now there's a federal investigation, there are indictments, and it's all over the paper. And I walked away from that because I recognized it was evil. And so, you know, we just know what's right, and we know the way we're supposed to walk. And sometimes God does need us to use our common sense and walk the way he's instructed us to walk. And when we need intervention, he will intervene in our lives. But we are also accountable for our actions, and there's a certain way we need to walk. And we're being called to, in this fellowship, to even sharpen that more, to magnify God and to live unto him. And, you know, he will direct our paths. He really, really will. And so I am thrilled to be here. I am so excited to be in this fellowship. And I'm happy to confess to you all that I'm making 8 payments of $5 to that silly doctor's office, and that I do not think I'll probably ever go back again. But that's just me being silly. I love you all so very much. And I just also want to add, I'm so thankful that I don't have to be last, because I'm always last on the fellowship. So I love you all. Thank you. Bye.
That's you, Bambi. That's great, Sharon, sweetheart. Yeah, really good. Yeah, I told you I wouldn't leave you last this time. I'll get you going a little bit earlier. It's punishment for being so great when you share.
No, you're fabulous.
But I love you, and love to Mango, and love to the cats. And it's always a privilege to hear you share. That was a great test me further hearing about other things which God has done with you, which is really great, or you've done with God. So him leading you is fantastic. So with that, I'd like to ask Sakina. Are you free, Sakina, to share?
I am free. God bless everyone.
Go for it, darling. God bless you.
How are you guys?
Brilliant.
Missed you guys. I'm on my way home from work, so I'm in traffic, but I'm thankful to be here and connect and to get off on time for once. Things are settling in at this new job. I'm getting my things in gear, figuring things out. So it's getting easier by the day. So I'm thankful for that. I'm just blessed. It's been a great week. Just walking with God, really. Like every morning I wake up and I say, thank you, God, for this day that you've given me to live in, this life you've given me to live this day in, and for this life that I get to live with you, God. You know, like just being thankful and present with our Father, acknowledging that he is living this life with us. We're living it with him, unto him, you know, just that reality of, you know, the, like Bambi mentioned, the higher frequency, coming to work and letting him just guide me and work in me and think, oh, okay, well, potential laborers are everywhere, you know? But at the same time, just being still and taking it day, minute by minute, just really depending on God and trusting God for everything, you know? Like I, Lars shared a sharing about, it's titled, about worrying. I didn't get to listen to it though, but I received it early. I wake up at like 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, and I think it came in around that time. And right before it came in, I was having a dream that I was giving a sharing about worrying and letting God take care. Like I was dreaming that I was sharing it, and I was using this example that I share with my daughter about having many pots on the stove, on the burners. You know, like even though there's a lot of things going on in life, you know, we let God direct. Like we give all our concerns, all our things, our desires, our requests, our burdens, we give it all to God because he's living this life with us. And as we do that, though, we also confess, you know, what is it that we want? We confess what we want when it comes to those situations, right? Lord shared with me and reiterated, you know, what God has been sharing with me and reiterating with me so I can give and share with my daughter. Like we just keep giving what is given unto us, what's being fed to us is good food. And then it grabs hold within us. And then now we share that we give, right? And it's about the fact that God has already done everything that he's promised. He's already done it, you know, through Jesus Christ. Everything's already been done. There's no time with God. It's about us calling it into manifestation. It's about us seeing it and manifesting those promises of God through our believing, right? And also through our actions. Bambi shared it. There is a part that we have to do. And the part that we have to do is right, is the believing, the trusting God, the confessing, the declaring those things that be not as though they were. The seeing it with our eyes, having that vision, seeing those things unfold. You know, like the power that God has given us, he's given us to use to manifest those promises that he has for us, which is different for every person on here. But if God has given us promises in the word, it's for us to grab hold of them. It's for us to expect them, you know, to exercise that relationship that we have with the Father, with God, our Father, and manifest those things into our lives. So for me, particularly, you know, it's my family coming to know God in an intimate way and the veil being lifted and them, you know, knowing the truth in its simplicity of being led by the Spirit of God and then having that fellowship, right? As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. That's a vision that I have. My children, my husband, my family coming to know God in this truth. Just the blessings, being a blessing unto my family, unto the believers, as it pertains to this South Carolina trip where we all get to fellowship together, having new faces, laborers, just living on in that frequency in its fullest, right? Living that life that God has for us in the fullness of how he says it, how he prescribes it, you know, where we have victory in all things, where all our needs are met, that we're giving and sharing one to another, you know, that we're walking in power, that signs, miracles, and wonders are following us as we believe. You know, like, that's the prescription. And, you know, I think about, like, your life will really become what you believe. Like, these people in the world steal these things from the Word. You know, God has set these things first, you know, that we create our lives with what we confess and what we believe. And it starts in the heart. And for me, my heart is just to really simply stay humble before God, day by day, and being in alignment. That's another thing that's been I've been meditating on, where I get to get up every morning, you know, I walk on my treadmill. I'm just taking better care of myself and being in an alignment where my physical body is being taken care of. I'm holding myself accountable, right? Like if you can't hold yourself accountable and take care of yourself, how are we going to be ministering to others? Like not from a condemning way, but in a very practical way, right? Where we just take care of ourselves and be kind to ourselves, love ourselves, and then see the fruit of that. And it's the same thing, that's the physical body, but then there's the mental. Like, what am I focusing on? What am I thinking about? What kind of thoughts do I allow myself to have, right? I want to think good thoughts. Think the thoughts, you know, that are aligned with what the Word says about me, about life, about people, you know? And then we have that spiritual life where our minister encourages us to speak in tongues, to pray for laborers, to, you know, honor God with the first fruit of our increase, with our substance. All those things build us up spiritually. So it's like, that's where I'm at right now, where I'm really just excited to just keep those things in alignment, the spiritual walk, the emotional walk, the physical, and everything being aligned to be in total submission to God and His plans and His purposes. That's real. Like, that's real for me. Every morning I wake up to just be in total submission and dependent on God for everything, even the words that come out of my mouth. Father, bypass my thinking, my opinions, my thoughts, and speak clearly through me. Use me, Father. And so that's what my heart is, to just stay humble before God and to continue to practice the things we're encouraged to do, to stay steadfast in faith, really having great expectation from God. And for some reason, now that I'm waking up early and I have this routine, I feel like things are just kind of lining up and just want to stay there. I'm just thankful. So anyway, I know I'm last. It's probably been a long night for everyone. So I'm going to end there. God bless. Love you all. Just praying. Keep praying for us. Everyone seeing ourselves blessed, having that vision of multiplication, of people popping up, new faces as we're fellowshipping in South Carolina, for the plans being laid out perfectly for us and for us to just really just put God at the center of all of it and just to deny ourselves, not puff ourselves up too much and just really just trust God and have expectations from Him from this trip so that we can be blessed and be a blessing. So anyway, that's my heart. Love you guys.
Love you. You're not the last one.
Oh, okay.
There's still more to go yet. But
okay.
That's great. That's wonderful sharing and kind of fitting on some of the points that I did earlier on as well, which is a great blessing to hear. And it's great that you've settled into your job now and you've got your routine going, which is great. And the prayers are there for you as well as you organize this meeting with God as He works in your heart to do that. That's great. Bless your heart, Sakina. So love to you, love to Alan, love to your family, and really good to hear you share, so bless your heart for that. Is Branda and Fan available?
I am available. Van is not.
Okay.
Good so we got up at 2 o'clock this morning. Van was having some severe spasms in his side. And he was unable to sleep. We immediately started praying, and you know, God just brought it to my mind about something that Van had that he could take that would help relax the spasms. And so Van said, "Well, I've got to get up from the bed. I need to be sitting on the couch." Because we have a couch that, you know, goes out where your feet are up. And so I came in here with him, and we sat here, and I got him a heating pad, and he started feeling a lot better. And, you know, we kind of slept on and off during the night, and I went ahead and got up this morning, took care of the animals, and then traveled to Green Cove to my other house over there so I could take care of my animals over there. But, you know, I was just listening to Dylan and then Bambi and, you know, Satan really, he likes to throw so many darts at us. And I think he like dangles carrots in front of our face. Like, are we going to take the bait, or are we going to, you know, do what we know to do, and which is, you know, call on God to fight our battles, because he is going to fight our battles. He's always there, even though we don't feel like he's there sometimes. He is always there. And I wanted to share with you guys that we had just recently changed realtors for my brother's house. And she had texted me yesterday saying that there was an offer. And so she sent it to me. And, you know, my sister and I looked it over this morning, and it was just not something that we were comfortable accepting, so we made a counteroffer. So we'll see how that goes, but, you know, I just feel like we're moving in the right direction. You know, I've been saying to the house, you're sold, you know, Bambi, you're out of here, you know, I was doing that, you're sold, and, so anyway, it was great. My sister and I want to say it was a week and a half ago. We hired movers to move, you know, all the furniture that was left in the house to go ahead and move it out. And, so we got that done. We still have some things in the garage that we'll have to take care of. But, you know, I feel a lot better, knowing that that stuff is out of there, and we don't, you know, we don't have to worry about that aspect. But just trusting in God, and you know, just listening to different people talk, you know, sometimes we get to see the results of our prayers, and then sometimes we don't. And then sometimes it may take years before we see, you know, the results of something that we've been praying for. And, you know, when Bambi was talking about, you know, not feeling comfortable, and she did not want to sign the papers, and, you know, they forcefully moved her, you know, that was the right call. She did the right thing, because even though it may have taken a long time for all this to come to light, you can try to hide anything and everything that you want, but eventually it comes to light. At the hospital I worked at, every 6 months they had an independent audit of every department in the hospital. They came in, they asked a lot of questions, we had to give them a lot of paperwork, but, you know, I thought it was really wise that they did that, because when you're not having those kind of things go on, then there's always somebody that's going to say, hey, look, they're really not looking this way. I think I can slide some money this way or that way. You know, the majority of us, you know, we have a good moral compass, and we'll say, nah, we're not going to do that. But, you know, God sees everything. It is not like we're hiding anything from him, because he sees everything. And I always have to think about that, you know, that God watches us. He likes to see how we behave. He likes to see how we interact. You know, when we have that chance to lift people up, give them some encouragement. You know, you never know who he's going to put in our path, and there's always a reason for that. But like I said, that is really all I have to say. When Sakina was like, okay, I'm last, and I was thinking, what? You know, I think there's several of us who haven't gone. But anyway, it's all good. She's been working all day. So anyway, God bless all of you. Just enjoying the fellowship. Just going to keep listening and see what other people have to share. God bless.
God bless you, Brenda. That's great. Give our love to Van and hope those spasms are gone and command them out and stop in the name of Jesus Christ. And love to you as well. And trust all the animals are good. So next, I've got to ask Jason to share because he has to go soon. Else he won't be getting in his front door because his mum had locked the door on him. So Jason's going to share next. And after Jason will be Mary Wade. So Jason, take away.
Thanks, Lawrence. Hey, everyone. God bless. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All I keep hearing tonight is how thankful everybody is to God. And my thanks to God, definitely, for my brother and sister, Lawrence and Kim, and their family. Yeah, God sent me their way many years ago now. And I came with a lot of aches and pains, spiritual ones, mental ones, emotional ones, but I came with a determination to live for God. And that determination has never left me. I remember desiring a fellowship of my own, and I was on my own with God. I'd left and come back, basically. I didn't do anything for about a year and a half. Because certain events took place that didn't sit right in my heart. Somebody died that was a believer, and I'm thinking, well, why did they die? They shouldn't have. We're praying for them all the time. Because we didn't know about commanding the healing back then. And then it's me, Lawrence, had gone up to the house and with a desire to try and at least raise the person from the dead, but somebody stood in the way. Didn't let him in, and I tried the same thing. I didn't realize he tried it. He didn't realize I tried it at the time. It's only when we spoke about it years later that we realized we were at least willing to see if we could do that at the time. We weren't taught it. Never forgotten that, funny enough. But it was because of that person dying that it ripped me up in the inside, and I'm saying to God, why? I know it wasn't you, but why? What? How come? I don't get it. Do all these prayers, why did they die? And I think God's been revealing to me since it was cancer, and God's put so many people in front of me that have had cancer, and I've ministered healing to them, they've been healed ever since then. And I, oh, wow, Lord, are you getting your revenge? Are we getting our revenge on cancer? I hope so. Because you see, if that meant that much to me, it meant that much even more to God. Whatever we can experience ourselves, He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but He's touched to a greater extent than we are. So you imagine, however much we can feel something, God can feel it even like, I don't know how many millions of times more. But like we've been hearing all night, He's the only one with all the solutions. We haven't got the solutions. And I hit a brick wall back then because I didn't have a clue what to do. You know, 2 years of prayers for the guy. He was a great believer, loved by many people, and he loved many people, but he loved God first and foremost. I left it for a good year and a half. I said to God, I can't do it. And God said to me, I know. He literally spoke to my heart at the time, that I know, but you'll be back. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to say next, because you just told me, I'll be back. And you know when God's touching your heart, you know when He is, and when He's speaking with you, and when He's not angry with you, but He understands where you're at. And, you know, it's a bit like the prodigal son or the forgiving father, whichever. again, I'd done all the worldly stuff for a year and a half. And then I said, right, it's time I came back. I didn't belong out here. I belong in the family of God. That's who I am, and that's where I'm going. So I came back to God for 6 months on my own. Like I said, I desired a fellowship, but I was stuck by legalistic teaching that you need this many people to do this and do that. And I didn't realize I could have broke out of the box and just gone out and just started the fellowship. And God reminded me of something somebody said to me, why not give Lawrence a ring? No, I don't want to know anybody from that ministry. And that's what I was like. I even said, that's God. And I went, wait a second. I'm thinking, if that's God telling me to do it, surely I should obey, shouldn't I? The word of obedience. Okay, Lord, is this you? And there was nothing. I thought, But I have peace. Well, we know the story. I must have contacted him because here I am today. Little did I know what God had in store. Great and wonderful things where we would learn to heal the sick, where we can learn to raise the dead. If it comes up and it's in my heart to do it, I know I can do it. Cast out spirits. As a matter of fact, hearing Dylan's story and other people's stories, like I said, I was in a similar place to where Dylan just described. Thank God, because through Lawrence and Kim and through practicing, we've heard about practicing. We've got to practice. And learning to not only be ministered to, but minister to myself. And that was a challenge once upon a time, but now it's not. And even ministering to myself, is it me? Oh, wait a second, step back. What's really going on in this situation? And just recently, events have been taking place, and I'm thinking, this is a bit bizarre. I'm getting some bizarre dreams, and I'm waking up in the morning. I woke up this morning, I went downstairs, and I'm like, now I get it. That is the armor of God time, man. Those spirits have to leave. I wasn't joking around. I even felt this tingling, and I knew what it was. And it's the presence of something that shouldn't be there, man. And it was trying to keep me silent. And I said, right. And I just named whatever came to my heart. Any spirits that are here that should not be here, that are not from Jehovah, not from Jesus Christ, you get out of this house. You get out of the garden and the land around it. You leave now. You've got no rights here. And as it was still trying to persist, I got stronger. Because who am I? Am I a doormat? No. I'm seated in the heavenlies at God's right hand side in Christ Jesus. How would Jesus Christ have dealt with that? Oh my gosh. Oh, this is terrible. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so terrible. He would say, you come out. What about the guy in the spirit of the tombs? Legion. There are many. Thousands, man. What does he say? I don't care. You come out. You go. You leave. And the man was in his right mind. Who are we? Who really are we on this earth? Spirits are afraid of us. If we get the balls and boldness to turn to confront them to the face and say, you get out. There's fire coming in your face now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I got these arrows that are bringing that fire at you too. They flee. They really do. As soon as I finished my speaking, I didn't feel any tingling. I was at peace. I thought, that's better. Yeah, it is better. You're damn right it is. You're cleaning house spiritually. You can either do that or just let them hang around. How long are you going to let them hang around for? You know what? When I was growing up as a teenager, I remember I was going to say I used to see these gangs, but again I was part of the start of a gang actually as well, inadvertently, accidentally. Me and a kid, we were mates, and he had problems, so he called me up, and we met up, and then three other guys came with us. And we went up to sort whatever this problem was. I wasn't a believer at the time, as you could probably guess. That turned from 5 into about 60 of us over time. Because people heard, kids heard in the area, and we weren't out causing trouble. We weren't doing the drugs even. We weren't getting drunk. We weren't doing a lot of the stuff that a lot of gangs were doing back then. We were just looking for something to do, looking really just to hang out, things like this. We weren't looking for fights, but something came along, so we faced it. And in the end, these kids that were coming up to do us over or do my mate over or whatever, they ran. Well, they almost ran until we said, well, why didn't you and you talk, right? And we'll all stand back. And if you don't join in, we're going to join in. And so, yeah, it was the two people that was concerning. They talked it over in the end and shook hands. So it was actually a good result. And that kind of got a lot, I think, of kids in the area that felt kind of pushed out in a way. They ended up hanging around us, and we kind of drew attention in the wrong way sometimes, but it just reminds me of how I did see a gang start as one or two people, and it grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. If you leave devil spirits hanging around, there's going to be more of them. They're going to just latch on, latch on, latch on, latch on, latch on. If you let the spirit of fear in, depression's going to kick in. Oppression's going to try and get in. And who knows where that's going to end up taking you, to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. Unbelievers haven't got a clue, which is why they need to hear the truth about Jesus Christ, which is why we are the vessels that can carry that truth to them. I did find myself in a situation ministering to a lady. Actually, she became a customer of mine on a window cleaning. First time I cleaned a window, she came out and started opening up to me. And she lost her husband. She was in hospital with a stroke. He had cancer. He was in the same hospital. She wanted the light to go and see him, and he died there. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, it just cuts through because you're thinking that shouldn't have happened. So because she was pouring her heart out, I just started and just started sharing with her and the love of God. And I was hoping she might have been here tonight, but she obviously hasn't made it. But she, I suggested she turn to God and turn her life to God, basically. She said, yeah, she's been told to find somewhere. And she's on about a church. I said, if I can make a suggestion, I said, it's up to you, free will choice. And then I just shared with her, we shared the truth of God. And I said, you know, a lot of these places don't, they've watered it down. And you don't really get what you need. But shared a lot of stuff. So it's funny because that, right after I'd had a confrontation with some guy that's supposed to be a security guard in a local precinct, he's banned me from. And there were a few people, I laughed. He got some people together, and this is like ganging up on me. I looked around at all of them. I said, what a joke. I said, it takes all of you to deal with me. I'm not even violent, and I'm not even a shoplifter. I did. It's funny because I've become bold in areas I was never been bold in before. Why? Well, who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God, a brother of Jesus Christ. This guy's shouting out how he's security at this place, and I'm like, so? I'm bigger than you. I'm higher than you. You don't outrank me. It belongs to God. And it's funny how I wouldn't have the boldness to do that once upon a time, but now I have. But I have to draw myself back from that and realize everything's spiritual as well. So you've got to deal with things. But sometimes that is a spiritual move to make, is to rebuke something in that, or to deal with something in that manner. And there's been other things going on as well. But then I came up here tonight. And obviously I'm going to God in prayer about things as well. And I was really looking forward to fellowship tonight. And now I'm so pissed off. Now I'm joking. No, I really am really blessed. And it's great. It's great hearing about from everybody else, because that's how iron sharpens iron as well. Because we've all got different lives. we're all faced with different situations, in some cases similar, in other cases not so similar, but we handle them with God. And then we come back and share about it. And that is the encouragement. That is the strengthening that it gives each other member of the body of Christ, which we are. We are members of the body of Christ. We're not the only members, but we're some of the members. And what a privilege we've got of being members of the body of Christ, even just some of the members. And just to be a little toe, you know, that'd be great. Just be a tiny part of that would be great. Doing the fundamentals, you know, learn to speak by the Spirit of God, not premeditate what I'm going to say. Even with the lady the other day, I'd spoken, and then it was just on my heart, put my hand on her head, so I did. She's like, well, I asked her. She said, yeah, go for it, and I prayed. I don't know. I only do what's in my heart. I don't plan. I don't premeditate. I don't set out of my way to look for something to happen. I don't look for devil spirits. You start doing that, you're going to end up stewed up in the head, I'll tell you. So just simply go about the business God's given me to do. And that's living life. And looking forward again. This year started off as a great year. Yeah, there's been some challenges, but so what? You don't rise above them if they're not there. It's because they're there, we have to rise above them. And as believers, our confessions, we've heard it tonight as well a few times now, and we know Lawrence has been teaching this for a long time as God showed him it. Say what we want, not what we see. What did God say? He said, oh, this darkness is too much for me. He shrunk back in misery. No, he didn't. He said, let there be light. 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 We can say it wherever we go, guys. We're children of the Most High God. So, definitely keep on these things and keep on giving of our finances to the ministers, giving to God. Is the simple way of putting it in this day and time. That's the honouring God. That's the abundant sharing. And then see what God will do in our lives in return for that. And I'm still practicing getting stronger in the area of expecting back, because it's seeds to sow as well. And like a farmer sows the seeds, we need to expect back the crops of the seeds we sow as well. So, and be thankful for the seeds as well. In the other areas, speaking in tongues much. I think I could always do with speaking in tongues more, even if I'm doing it all the time. I could still do it more. That's a good one. It's a good practice to even think that way, actually, as well. And connecting up. And, yeah. Just really coming out of every day, giving God glory. And whatever our day holds, there's up times and there's down times and there's up times and down times. But how do we roll with those times? And how do we come out at the end of those times, at the end of the day? Are we victorious? Are we praising God? Are we looking to Him in all things? And I had a few challenges earlier, but hey, I got up here because this is where it's at. I got to where I'm meant to be next with God, and I'm praising Him, and I'm thankful because He got me here. So that's what I have right now, guys. I hope that's blessed everyone, and I'm going to have to get
very much
on my way. And so God bless you all. I love you all.
Great sharing, so bless your heart. And Mary Wade, would you like to share next, please? Could you? God bless you, darling.
God bless you.
Thanks for you. All the best. You put me on.
What was that? What'd you say?
No, I just said, thank you for sharing. Jason, could you put me on mute?
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that last part. Yeah, mute yourself there. There you go. God bless everybody. This has been a great fellowship. I've been very blessed, and just very blessed in general with how great God is, and what a wonderful, loving Father He is to us, and how He rewards us when we diligently seek Him and walk with Him. And you know, we don't have to focus on the adversary. We don't have to even give him thought, because our God is greater than anything that He can throw our way. So, you know, my focus really is not on His whatever He's doing. I don't really care, because I know that that I walk with God, and I listen to my Heavenly Father, and I just go forward, and He blesses me. He blesses me in ways small and great. And see, that's the more than abundant life. That's the life that we have to live with God. And it's very simple and a very beautiful life. And, you know, all of you know I come from a background of, you know, of depression and all that stuff. You know, and I know that it takes some time to overcome that stuff. But the point that I want to make with that is not to focus on that, but to focus on the fact that God knows how to bless you, so that's not going to be a part of your life anymore, if that's something that's part of your life. And I've understood that and experienced it firsthand this last year. And I've been very, very blessed. And Lawrence shared something several weeks ago, maybe, that really kind of has stuck with me ever since. You know, a lot of times when we're honoring God, you know, and we're having an expectation of the things of, you know, of blessing back from God, that's a godly thing to do, is to expect the blessings of God, you know, to come back. But don't just zero in on financial blessings coming back to you. I shared with Lawrence that really for me, the true blessing of my faithfulness and honoring God came from my emotional deliverance from last year. And that's just the truth in my life. I overcame lifelong issues. And God, I'm giving the glory to God here. You know, God got me through all that and delivered me in a way that's permanent. And as long as I stay faithful with God and don't allow and act on the things that God showed me to act on in those situations to keep me triumphant over them, as long as I keep faithful to do that, no problem. You know, I'll stay joyful, I'll stay blessed, and I have never been this blessed in my life. I'm telling you, I have never experienced the kind of joy that I've experienced lately. You know, and it's just in staying faithful and not being weary in well-doing. And the well-doing that we do is just our faithfulness to God. And we have things laid before us, that's true. You know, the five fundamental things, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit of God, honoring God with the first fruits of our substance, and our increase, and praying for laborers and connecting. You know, those five things, we do those things. But you know, the beauty of walking with God is that each moment, God works with you personally to do all kind of things and just show you things and tell you about things. And when we speak in tongues a lot, that just kind of opens the floodgates for that. And Bambi, I just love the way God works with you. Every time you share things, it really blesses me and it inspires me. And you know, today God showed me something very, very wonderful to help keep me. It was in regard to someone that I've been speaking with, and I won't share anything more than that. But it's just God made things very clear to me, and in the right way to walk, kind of like the lay of the land with this particular person. And it really, really blessed me a lot. And that's just an example of God working with me in a personal thing that is just really between Him and me. And God will do the same for you, and he'll do special things for you, and sometimes he'll inspire you to share those things, and sometimes they're really best left to just between you and your Heavenly Father. But that is the beauty of our walk and the beauty of our wonderful life with God. And you know, it's just living day to day, and we do have works to do with God. He gives us preordained works to do. But there's no pressure on us, and we have to remember that. We don't have pressure. You know, we're free. We stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And we can love freely and live freely. And if you ever feel pressure, check that, okay? Check that with your Heavenly Father. Check that with God, because you shouldn't be feeling any pressure on anything. If you're feeling pressure, you can go to God and talk to God about it, and he'll make it clear, you know, how you are to think. And any time that we have a work to do before God, it's a joy to us. Jesus Christ said that the yoke is easy, the burden is light. Well, it's very, very light for us. And we can always hold that joy in our hearts. And we have the fruit of the Spirit, right? We have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those are the most wonderful things, and those are the things that's the kind of fruit that we bear when we are thinking rightly, when we're doing rightly, when we're acting with faith, and we're doing things from the heart before God. And God wants us to want to walk with him. You know, God has set everything in place. He's made everything happen so that we can walk this wonderful, beautiful walk before him. And, you know, anything that God has set up, giving, you know, the law of giving, the law of seed time and harvest, the law of giving and receiving, he set that up. And there is a time to give, there's a time to receive, there's a time to sow, and there's a time to reap. And just revel in that. That is a truth from God. And, you know, praying for laborers, when I think about that, every time I think about laborers and think about, you know, just have a little vision in my mind about it, that's a sowing of a seed of faith in my heart before my God. And do you think that God won't honor that? Oh my goodness, God will honor every seed that you sow. He treasures that seed that you sow, that seed of faith. He treasures it, and he will not forget it. He is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. I say that just about every time I share, but it's the truth. Cling to that and cleave to that, and don't ever think that God is not hearing you and God is not and God is forgetting about you. No way, no how. You are not alone. You are never alone. I know all of us on this fellowship, no matter how many people you have around you, whether you're married or not married or have a boyfriend or don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or don't have a girlfriend, it doesn't matter. You could have a million friends and still feel totally alone. You know, your circumstances don't matter. Sometimes you just feel like you're just alone, but you're not. You are not alone. You are never alone. I always think when I start feeling alone or feeling lonely, that the verse in Psalm 37, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none on earth that I desire beside thee. Man, when it comes right down to it in my life and in my heart, who have I in heaven but him, but God? And there's none on earth that I really desire in my heart but God. because it, when it comes right down to it, it's just you and God, man, walking and living your life. And people may come and go. You know, people may blow hot and cold. People may walk perfectly, do everything you want them to do, and then they'll turn around and not do anything that you want them to do, you know. But we don't focus on people. We focus on our God, because our God never fails us. Our God never disappoints us. Our God will never leave us alone. And just go to your Father every day, every time that anything comes up that you start to feel a little shaky or a little like you're going off the beaten path. Immediately, just go back to God. Go take it to God. Cast all your care and all your burdens upon your Heavenly Father. And know that you don't have to focus on anything negative. You know, there's some kind of news thing going on in America right now, and everybody's all in a tizzy about it. People are, you know, just going crazy about it. I don't even know what it is because I don't focus on that stuff. I don't even put my mind on that stuff. My mind is too focused on God and the things of God, the things that really matter. My mind is too focused on that because I know any situation that comes up, God is the one that has the solution, right? So we don't even have to figure anything out. We just walk with our Heavenly Father and let Him lead us. We are led by God so that we can live unto God. And that's our focus. That's my focus, is to live unto God that way. And I got to tell you, by experience, by this wonderful experience, that God will cause you to triumph. He will cause you to have a joyful life. Just keep going forward. That's my encouragement to you. Keep going forward. Never give up. Know that your Heavenly Father will never disappoint you. He'll never leave you lacking. You have all sufficiency in all things. You have it. You have it. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to run after it. You have it. Just accept it. Say, thank you, Father. And be thankful to your Heavenly Father, because He has given you all things good, all things that cause you to triumph in Him, to live above this present world, to not even be of this present world. God has given you all enablements. He's given you everything you need. He's given you all healing. Every healing that you need is done. It has been done. It's already been accomplished through the accomplishments of Jesus Christ. By His stripes you were healed. Go to your Heavenly Father and say, thank you, Father. I accept that. Thank you so much for doing that for me. And just live your life with joy. Don't let anything keep you down. Your Heavenly Father's got you. He's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your sides. He's got you above you. He's got beneath you. He's got it covered, man. He's got it. So God bless you. I love you. That's what I wanted to share.
Beautiful, Sherry Mary. Absolutely beautiful words from God.
From the heart.
From the Father through your mouth. No, great words, and from your heart too. Yes, of course. And great encouragement for everyone. Just stay with God. Just do the things He puts in your heart. Like to welcome Pedro and Anna. Nice to see you guys. God bless you both. And there's only a couple more people, so I'll be getting to you. I'll get back to you shortly. But next, I would like to ask Judy Collins. Are you there, Judy? God bless you, darling. Judy, hello. Are you there? Oh, there she is. You need to unmute, my love.
Hello, hello.
God,
well,
you.
You guys are amazing. Amazing. You are so encouraging. Bambi, Mary, all of you. You know, you just mean so much to me. Brenda, oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful for my family of God. And I'm so glad that we are connecting here. And I just want to say that it is what you say. It is how boldly you say it. It is confidently we say things because we have an adversary that, hey, you're not really for sure on that, are you? So, you know, yes, I am. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, claim who we are and stand on that. We are sometimes down in the mouth, and I've been there many times, but as we trust God, look to him, I mean, you know, who am I sounding like, Joel Osteen? I'm no. I mean, you know, I just think God is so great. I want to put God in everything I do. And even though, you know, sounds like so flowery and everything else, and so she's just up in the air with that, you know. No, I really believe that it is where you put your mind. If you think, you know, on the bad side of things, you know, it's not a very fun place to be. And we need, you know, the change is up in our mind. And it takes work, like Bambi was saying. It just doesn't happen. It, you know, you got to do your part. You don't want to do it sometimes. You want to be like negative nanny. But, you know, one time a guy was sponsoring me in the Way Corps, and he wrote to me, and he said, don't write to me anymore if you're going to be so negative. And it just, I mean, that carried me for years. Because, you know, what's the point in complaining all the time? You know, you want to trust God. You want to show others. You want to show yourself that you are a believer. You are a son of God. You have what God says you have, you know, and you need to tell yourself, like, hey, all these negative thoughts, be gone. Yeah, that is not me. And I understand it can be. We have anxieties that come up. We have, you know, emotional problems that we get that deliverance from. And so thankful Mary got deliverance. And maybe I need to be delivered. Maybe I need to be delivered right now. You know, I don't know. I feel like I'm all right. But some people might not think I'm all right, you know. And that's okay because I think I'm all right. I love myself. I go to the movie and I hold my hand. So it is like sometimes, you know, if you feel like you're alone, you're never alone. God is with you. And we have each other to connect to talk to. And the fellowship is going to be great in June. I mean, you know, we had such a great time last year. And we're going to have a great time again this year, too. It's just the connecting, the time together, face-to-face, see each other. And meet each other. So I'm looking forward to it very much so. And until then, you know, we have each other and we can call each other. We can, you know, reach out to each other. And if in case we need a little bit of helping hand of love or, you know, someone else to pray with, to be, you know, help be encouraged to. We all need that. We need each other to reassure that we're great. God says we're great. We can speak in tongues. We have that time alone with God, and we are to use that time to just wash away everything else in our mind, wash away all the negatives, wash away what you got to do today, what you didn't do yesterday, and what your problems are. Financially, how bad it is, you know, just put it off and just say, God, you know, G-O-D, stay your mind on G-O-D and speak in tongues. And things are going to come up during that time that you have dedicated to speaking in tongues. You have to push those thoughts out of the way and say, hey, no, this is time with me and God, and speak in tongues during that time, whether it be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, hour, whatever. Time you can do it. But that'll help you throughout the whole day. It'll set the pace for the day or in the middle of the day. It is an example to yourself, you know. It is proof to yourself that you are a son of God, that you have God in Christ in you, and you are moving forward with the things of God. We might not know how rough the sea is, and when we just stand on the word and we don't look to the down on the water, you know, we look to God and trust in Him. Because you know, Sarah looked at her body, and you think, you know, sometimes she would doubt, you know, like, am I really going to get pregnant at this age? You know, look at all these wrinkles. I mean, I'm getting older. It's not happening. It hasn't happened yet, God. No. God promised it. I'm staying put. I'm staying put on it. He promised it. It's going to happen, and I'm not going to doubt it. So she didn't, and, you know, 99 years old and was pregnant. So we just have to stay faithful. You know, Esther, how come she was so bold? I mean, you know, how can she go right to the king? And, you know, she was like, she didn't know if the king was going to say, okay, no, you're not accepted. You know, I'm not going to let you in. And it was a believing action on her part to see the king and to, you know, stand for the children of Israel. So, you know, we don't know where God is going to put us. We don't know the next person God is going to put in front of us, whether that person has cancer, whether that person is so depressed they want to take their life. We don't know, but what we do know is that we are standing on solid ground. God is with us wherever we go, and He will give us the strength. He will give us the words. He will be there with us. He promises never, never to leave us nor forsake us. So having done all, we stand. And that's what I have to say tonight. And God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you all in June.
Well, bless your heart, Judy. That's great stuff. And great to hear your heart and your boldness. And so you was in the Way Call, was you?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's good. Yeah, we used to sponsor people in there as well many years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless your heart. That was great sharing, and God is with us, and He's at work, and sure love you. Sure, good to hear your voice, and knowing all His well, and Milo, and Philip, and Annette.
Yes, and Philip came by earlier today and helped me get some things done in the house, so that was good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so Milo's there. Milo, he's eating away.
There you go, Milo.
Time
what are you
for
doing,
supper.
Boy?
Time for Milo. Supper. Milo, come here. Milo. And he's too busy.
Yeah. I got one there chewing a bone. Anyway, thank you, Judy. Bless your heart, darling. Thanks for sharing.
Uh-huh.
ML, did you want to share anything? Are you there, ML?
Yes, no, I'm going to pass, but I'll just say we're all blessed, children and grandchildren. And thank you.
That's great. Bless your heart, ML. Good to hear your voice, darling.
Thank you.
To impress. Okay, Anna and Pedro, God bless you and welcome. God bless you. How are you?
Hi.
There you go. How you great. Doing, darling?
I'm great.
How you doing, mate?
Hey, it was a great day, as you can imagine.
Yeah, let me just say, it's Anna's birthday.
Yeah.
And so happy birthday, Anna.
61. Imagine. I'm feeling like a young 16 years old. I'm feeling great. It was a great day. And we came late because we went out for dinner. It was a great day. I'm really blessed. As you can imagine, I wasn't with believers today because the only way, one, it was Pedro. But during my training, my colleagues, they were amazing. We went out for lunch. I was really blessed. And at dinner with a couple that we love a lot, we were like a godmother and godfather of their marriage. And it was a great day. And I'm really thankful to God because, first of all, we came in late, but just in time to hear Mary Wade. I needed to hear that because, you know, with so much going on everywhere, as you can imagine, Europe, USA, Russia, Ukraine, Taiwan, wherever, everywhere, all around the world, as you can imagine, in this little place called Portugal, we had the elections for the government, then for the city halls, and now for the president. And, you know, this is a mix-up stuff. We are going to the second round for the president. And, excuse me, my French, between the two of them goes the devil and choose. As we say, it's a saying, a Portuguese saying. None of them is good. But one is a radical, extremist, Nazi, everything the worst, you know. They call the radical right, you know. Like in Europe, there are movements, national and those crap. And racism and stuff, I don't like that anyway. And the other one belongs to what they call socialism, but they are the most corrupted and false that you can imagine. So, what can I do? Trust God. Because I don't know even if I'm going to vote anyway, because I don't know. So, if I focus my heart and my thoughts and my time, if I lose my time looking to that, I will be miserable. So the best thing to do is to focus on God and to remember all the things that Mary Waite say, and more than we know, all the promises. And we are not from this world. We are far away from it, and we are seated at God's right hand through Jesus Christ. That's where we are. And we can look down to all this mess in earth and in the world. And what can we do? Keep going on? Being strength or be stronger and stronger with God, going to God's word, listening his inspired words, listening to his guidance and direction. Open our ears and eyes to him and ask him and whatever we need to know, expect to hear his plan, to know what he has for us, because if we are going to think about the things of this world, we are lost, because there is no hope in the world. That doesn't exist. Our hope is the one that God has made for us. That is the hope that we have. And what we can do now is to live his grace, not under the world's tribulation, oppression. It's subtle and is something that is makes you deceiving. Sorry. Everything about the world deceives, you know. It can shine like gold, but behind, it's nothing. So what we have, the best we have is that Christ in us, it's God, his spirit abide in us. That is what the real thing that we have. This is our reality. And if we don't know everything, we can go to God and ask. But we already know a lot. Our position in Christ, what we can do, all the abilities that God gave us, all the things that he offered to us through his spirit in us. We have the manifestations of the spirit. We have God's love that defeats all the evil in this world. God's love will rebook the adversary and his intentions, because God's love is the most powerful thing that we know. When we are walking in love, in God's love, we are walking perfectly. We are walking in spirit. So what can we do? Love. And love, it's not being like, I don't know the word. Sorry, guys. Le message. Is there such a thing in English? It's a word in Portuguese that God's love, it's not a silly love, you know, something like, I don't know the word in English. Sorry, guys. God's love is something strong. Sorry, guys, but I don't know the word. It's something strong as life in it. It's something that is not, you know, like the things in the world that come and go. Love is something that stays, has roots, and it's strong. It grows in us, you know. It's something that it's so powerful that when we are living that love, we can feel the difference. It's something beyond words. It's so different because it's God's love. It's not something material or physical. So whenever we are not in a good position or situation, or with the pressure or tribulation or something, just think about God's love, how he loved us, what he has done for us through his love. He gave Jesus Christ, his firstborn son. He has made such, I would not say sacrifice, because according to God, sacrifice is not something that makes us suffer. Sacrifice is something that we do with a good, it's an act of honor. Quando nós fazemos sacrifício, é uma coisa de praise God, não é? When we sacrifice something, in the Old Testament, it was to praise God. It was a good thing. It was something that was made with joy. It's not what the people say in our times, that sacrifice is something that you should do with pain. The opposite, you know. So the world changed the world. So God didn't make a sacrifice in a way that he was not in pain. But when he gave his son, he gave it for each one of us. It was an act of love. I'm sure it was not an easy thing to do. And of course, Jesus Christ has to agree with that, doing with love, with his will to, with his, by his choice, his freedom of will. So imagine this act of love. So whenever we are not in a pressure or tribulation situation, just think what love can bring to us. Just imagine how great is when we go to God and we just say, I love you, God. I love you, Daddy. I'm so thankful for everything that you have done for me. And now I am in this situation, in this position, but I know that this is under my feet. This is not for me. And you are the one that is already moving for me and opening all the doors I need and keep away all this mix-up, whatever it is. Because we have more, we have rights, you know. And God is a just God, and he knows what he has done, and he knows what he gave us. So we just need to accept it, that, to live that, and most of all be thankful to God. Because when we are thankful, it will open all the doors, you know, and, you know, just be humble and meek and be bold to say to God, I love you. Because if I say to my husband, I love you, why shouldn't I say to my father and God, I love you. You know, I'm so blessed today. Thank you so much for everything. And love you. Bye. I will pass to Pedro.
I won't say much because I don't want to spoil this moment. I just say I love you guys and good to be with you and I hear you. And God is taking good care of us, so we are blessed. God bless you guys.
Love you, Anna. Love you, Pedro. You guys are awesome, and it's good to hear your voice. And we'll keep you in our prayers on your election, that the God give you the best solution. That's the only thing you can pray, really. And when, you know, you see all the parties, and instead of getting political with it, you just, God, you just bring in the best party into it. That's going to do a better job than the other ones, you know. And that's all you can really do. And then, you know, we don't even look at it, really. You just believe God and just, you know, be the light in the world that you can be where you are. And that's what we've always done, you know. Like, I can remember when it was, they was voting for, to come out of the Brexit. And so I was, that morning we couldn't even vote because we have to get on the plane at 7 o'clock to go to Finland. So I can remember Heike saying to me, so what do you reckon will happen? I say, and I said to him, I said, I'd probably be 1% and we'd be out of the, you know, out of the European Union. That's how they want to do it. I said, I didn't mean to, I agree with that, but I said, that's how they want to do it. And exactly as I said, that's what happened. And then I can remember being in Norway with Carl Morten and Heike, and they were talking politics again. And I said, Trump will be the next president of the United States. They said, you must be, well, not Carl Morten, but Heike. You must be crazy. Like, I said, he'll be the next president you watch. Not a chance, he said. And then what happened? He become president. But what is the profit? Anyway, you know, that's what I look at. There's no profit me knowing that anyhow. But the point is you can read it anyway. You can read what's going on with God. Like, you know, so like if you prayerfully pray about things, especially if you've got an interest in it. And I had an interest in those two things, you know, at that time. But now I don't give two shits about politics. So I just say, okay, God, you just put the best party in there, whether I like them or not. That's the best way to look at that. And then we can just focus on doing what we got to do. And because we're the, you know, like that Sharon Sangate done, it's still on the website, the Heavenly Congress. We are the Heavenly Congress. We're the ones that should make the decisions with God to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. So we can look at it that way as well. And if we understand our authority and really walk in it, then we can call shots on a lot of things, you know, without having to go through any process. You know, we call those things which are not as though they were. You know, we can decide together, okay, we're going to pray for this, Lord, and we can command things to happen as well. We just got to recognize that authority. So, but anyway, it's good to see you guys. Happy birthday, darling. 21 again. Bless you, Pedro. I hope you had a nice meal anyway. So what we'll do now, you're right in time for manifestation. So I'll ask one of you two, or both of you. In fact, actually, why don't you both manifest? As God works in you, you can speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy, whatever you want to do. Both of you.
Okay.
Both of you, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can speak in tongues and interpret. Hal har mai har kan hor mai. Har maiar har me. Hir har maiar kan hor maiar kan hor mi. Di kir kan mai har kin. My beloved, you are the ones I choose because you have a heart to believe me, and I put in your heart that spirit which is my love. So walk boldly on that love, and let me work in your lives my will, so that you be fulfilled with all my love and joy.
Know, my children, that I have chosen because of your heart and because of the love you have. I'm so thankful and so full of joy for all the honor that you give me and to my word. So keep going to my word and keep going to me with all the trust in your heart, knowing that I am the one that will fulfill all the desires of your heart. I will fight for you and I will be with you side by side with in all situations of your life. Just keep your head up, knowing that you are sons and daughters of the Almighty, the God of all, the one that has created all the earth and for everything that you can see, the stars, the universe. And that power is in you, my children. know that you are so important, and you are the ones that walk in that power on earth, and you are the ones that shine and bright with my light.
Mary Wade, a word of prophecy, please.
Know indeed, my children, that you are seated in the heavenlies, and that I do love you with a great and mighty love. And know that you can go forward and walk in my love and walk in my great power, and that you are victorious in any situation. There is nothing that you need to fear. So be at peace, my children. Look to me and look to me only, for I am the supplier of everything that you need in this life. And know that I have everything planned out. There's nothing to fret about. So look to me, believe me, walk in my ways, and know that my ways are perfect, and when you walk in them, you too are perfect.
Amen to that. And Dylan, would you like to close us out with a word of prayer?
Absolutely. I thank you, Father, for this fellowship. I thank you for all of the hearts, the minds of the people here, and that you can guide and lead us, and that we can be strong in your grace, strong in your love, claim deliverance and healing for anyone who needs it. I lift these things to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's beautiful stuff. Well, there is a Sharon. I can't, did I put that Sharon out? That don't worry Sharon out.